Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi there. You're with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday, May the 24th, and that means Memorial Day weekend is almost upon us, the unofficial start of summer. So we're heading into pool season, and here's something to help you make sure that everyone else at the pool doesn't hate you. Etiquette experts put out a list of the rudest things people do at pools.
Stand on the edge and pee.
That's the F. They said using it as a toilet, number one, but standing on the edge and peeing into it.
Like, really, that's bold.
Even,
that's even more classic.
That's not hiding it.
You need to complain when I did it and hit you in the face.
Well, yeah, well, that's fun times.
Don't pee in there. I mean, I shouldn't have to tell you not to poop in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But don't pee in there.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to, but...
What is the percentage of Americans that don't have a problem urinating in pools? Like, you think it's over 50?
Oh. It's upwards of 80.
You think 80% of Americans pee in pools?
Oh, yeah. If not 80, 87. 87%.
I wish it was a lesser number.
It's not.
Me too.
I really wish it was
just
a lesser number.
The thought of swimming in urine is not...
Because I got people coming over, you know, I'll have people come over to go in my pool, and I know I don't pee in my pool. I would hope my guests would have the same respect.
Do they don't.
If you got a little kid, whatever, okay.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
But
I've just been at too many, like... pool parties where everybody's drinking. Everybody's drinking.
And they don't get out.
All day.
Yeah.
And nobody gets out.
Because nobody wants to dry off and go in.
Right. You know, you want to get the whole house all wet? No, they don't.
Watch people like, who's not going in? How much have they had to drink?
Yeah.
Hey, how's those four beers doing?
Yeah.
I think you don't
notice. If it was only four.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But,
oh, gosh.
You know, the other thing is I've also been the one who it's the pool. I have the pool.
Yeah.
And I know what has to be done the next day.
How gross it
the
is.
The pool turns a cloudy.
Mm, and the film.
Oh.
I think people think, well, it's chlorinated. It'll take care of it.
And honestly, they're not wrong.
No, it does. I mean, really, it does.
Right.
In that much water, it's not harmful to you. It's just the thought
of it. It's
just
gross.
But to me, for anyone to be in a pool and think this is not being peed in right now, that's silly.
Yeah.
That's silly. Why when you're like putting it in your mouth and spitting it out, don't do that.
Kids do that all the time. You still use, is there still a pool at your complex, Andy?
Yeah, there's a pool there. I don't really go to
it
much.
Use it.
Yeah. I don't really.
I think people, if this is a thing, are more pissy in those kind of pools.
Like when it's not yours.
Oh, I think that pool is full of piss.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just assume all pools are.
Me too.
I know. I just think that people have even less worry about it if it's like a public pool.
Oh, public pools are open game.
Right.
Like
I would never go to a
public pool in Arizona.
Yeah.
But I was also wasted off of Four Locos. That was before.
Yep.
There was like a
took all the good stuff
in my life where I couldn't look at a public pool and not see just a big thing of piss.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's true.
Piss tank.
Yeah. And I had always, you know, I've been to a lot of like hotel pools because of baseball where everybody's in there. And
I feel like those have to be some of the most disgusting pools as hotel pools.
I think they are, especially like the baseball hotels where it's like, oh, look, four different baseball teams are swimming at one time. They've all had Gatorade all day.
And they have not showered.
There's a smell of high levels of chlorine. And I don't know if we debunked it on the show or we talked about it on the show where it's like when you smell it that strong, it means it's like working.
I think we debunked that. Someone said that's okay.
They just put extra.
They just know that there's going to be four baseball teams.
Or I think they say that when you mix urine and that, then
that was the smell. That's what I thought. Yeah.
So the more you're smelling chlorine, the pissier it is.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's what I always thought.
You know, so that's no
indoor
pools,
so you can really smell that chlorine because it's all trapped in there.
It just never leaves. Yep.
Deadly chemicals surround you.
I have used the gym pool, not lately, but I did use that.
My love of swimming sometimes makes me suspend piss reality.
Right. It's okay. You know? I think everybody does. You have to, or you can't get by. You know?
I'm like, I can't think about it.
Because, like, even the ocean, which I think, like, so many people love, whales take giant dumps in.
Right. The ocean is marine life's toilet. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And we probably, as humans, dump a lot of stuff in there as
well. And the lakes, too.
Like, and the lakes.
Like, there's a lake around here I won't go, I won't even let Douglas go into now. I'm like, eh, I think this is dirty.
Well, so I always, my parents always had, like, a trailer up on one of the lakes.
Yep.
And every year, at one or two points, you get the, you
can't swim here.
You can't swim right now.
High levels of E. coli.
Don't swim.
Yep. There's a lot of lakes around here that have that message when it gets really hot.
And also, I just know that we've done a few stories where it's like, oh, this one sewer broke. Remember that sewer that broke?
Oh, yeah.
And it was broke for like 3 years. And they were just like...
Out by you?
Yeah. Yeah. Sort of out by me halfway.
Yeah.
And they diverted it by just putting like a pipe, spitting it into this... You know, like stream, basically. That stream goes to the lake.
I think Dave did a story on that.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
To find a turds in the lake.
Uh-huh.
You don't want turds.
Lake
so
turd.
It's like, you know, you just got to know.
Yeah. What's the worst place you remember ever swimming? For me, it's that, I don't know, it was the stupid decision when we stayed at that shady motel under the bridge in Port Huron, Michigan.
Oh, God.
That
yeah, that's
got to
be
down.
The worst place, yeah.
It looked like it was filled with, like, ginger ale.
Yeah.
That's the, I now realize that's the worst place I've ever been swimming.
Ginger ale.
It is a horrible description.
Yeah. Really?
I know, because when that caught me, too, he said ginger ale. I was like, oh.
We all stop.
Yeah.
Golden brown and yellow.
Yeah.
Oh.
What a description.
I was so dumb. But I was, like, so bored waiting for Amber to wake up. I'm like, oh, I got to do something.
Yeah.
And it was not safe to walk around there. So I'm like, I'll just swim in the
I don't pool. Swim a lot in any kind of
pool-type
setting.
I think it was... It's always a hotel pool, right? I think it was near Disney. The one we stayed at this, I don't even know, whatever. We stayed at this hotel and it was fine. We got there, it was fine. And then the next day we walked by and the pool was just green and disgusting.
Oh,
I'm like, what
no.
was it? What?
Yes.
Maybe
oh,
yesterday
man.
It had
yesterday.
To be gross.
Yeah,
it just didn't
sure.
show oh. its colors.
Yeah, yeah. Like, that's, you don't know sometimes.
It was brewing in there while you were
it
in
It takes
there.
A day
disgusting.
To show its color. I think I just remembered the worst. Nickelodeon.
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah. It's always that kind
it's
of
Nickelodeon.
Because there was turds.
Yeah.
And they were taking us,
it.
You know, when there's turds, you know it can't be great.
It's a different kind of slime than what I expected.
Yeah. Yep. There's two that day.
Other rude things you should not do at the pool, hogging the lounge chairs. You want to show up early and get the best spot, that's fine. Just don't use towels, books, and bags to hold your spot.
Everyone does that.
Everybody does.
They
it's
all
it's
do
how
it.
To do it.
Especially
it's...
on the cruise ships.
Oh, yeah.
God,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah. What makes me mad, though, is like there'll be a towel there like on four, and then you never see the people.
Yeah, that's the
Super yeah, they go
part.
Back
and
to bed or something.
To, like most resorts and cruises yeah. and stuff, they're supposed to, like if no one's there for like half an hour,
like
they're
have
supposed
a guy.
To take it. But a lot of them don't bother
yeah.
with that. Letting your kids run wild, you shouldn't do that. Letting them have fun is one thing. Just be, you know, ready to rein it in if you need to.
Don't let your kids in the adult pool, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
that's happened to me before.
Someone should enforce that.
Yep.
Topless tanning. Hey, we're not judging here. Do what you want, but not at a public pool or a kid-friendly resort. Even if you're lying face down, a lot of women, like, undo the straps on their back.
Some free them right up.
I'm okay with it.
What a glorious time.
Well, sometimes you wouldn't be.
Well, I mean, I'll take the chance.
Yeah.
Knowing that there's potentially somebody who I would be okay with.
Yeah.
Sun over your eyes.
I wonder how many times at public pools women have to be told about that.
You know, it just all depends, like, where you're at. Because if it's a vacation spot that people from Europe decide to go to every once in a while, because that's the only time I've ever really seen it. It's like two people, like girls from Spain, pop their tops, and like it's sort of an adult resort.
And I think it's just allowed everywhere.
And that I just don't think they think anything of it.
No.
You know, there were no real kids at this resort. So it was like, it's fine, I guess. But like, there were a lot of guys out for walks.
Oh, sure.
A lot of guys deciding to take a little stroll, 15
minutes. Be walking
minute
all
stroll.
The time.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, I got to go for another walk.
Yep. Heavy traffic area, I'd say.
Someone said when I was a kid, I used to swim in the hot water discharge from the power plant on Lake Erie until I got a bad infection.
Oh, well, I don't even know what's wrong with them.
You should be studied for science.
How many arms are growing out of your chest?
You don't have superpowers already.
Yeah. Yep. It's like, I used to swim in the retention pond at Fermi 2. Like, oh, no.
You got a beautiful glow about you.
Yeah, like a radiant skin.
Excessive splashing, including cannonballs. You shouldn't do that at the pool. I mean, it's usually about keeping kids, but sometimes husbands in check, ladies. Blasting music. Don't assume everyone wants to listen to your jams.
Some people do that.
Oh, yeah, I hate communal jams. I really do.
Rude.
I really hate
wear
it.
Headphones.
Again, it's the America me movement. No one cares about anyone else. True. And so
I don't care if you don't want to hear my Lizzo.
Yeah.
I'm feeling too damn good.
And then you try and confront that person, then you got pool rage going on, and God knows what's going to happen. But yeah, there's some people that don't give a damn about anyone else. Going inside barefoot. God, I remember.
Ew.
Like, you know, making sure my boys knew they'd never go into a bathroom or anything, even at the pool with bare feet.
That's what sandals are for.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh. But you see that. Oh, I've seen it so many times at resorts and stuff. People just walk in there. Right in front of the pissy urinals with their toes jamming all in that place.
Hey, you know what? It's not all water at the bottom of those.
Ugh.
But guess what? They're jumping back in the pool.
Of course they are. They got their piss feet.
Yep.
And then they're...
Yep.
And some of that dirt's not just dirt or sand.
Yeah.
The idea of a pool is disgusting.
Yeah.
But you think about... I think about this all the time, too. Like, the water just stays there.
Yeah.
It's not like it's refreshed every couple of days or every year or sometimes or every 3 years. Like, if you fill up a pool, chances are, unless something goes wrong, that's the water. You're topping it up.
Keep it clean, yeah.
Same water
but
for
it's the
9 years.
Same water for sometimes decades.
Yeah.
I just think all everybody's skin flakes and their feet.
And I mean, you know, it is filtered. It is filtered.
Now, the older pools, like my grandma has a pool from... Oh my gosh, 1970 or something. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But in that, you have to drain halfway to close it. I know the new pools, I don't think that that's the case.
Yeah, so I think there's new lowers past our main drain.
And then that's it.
And that's it. So it's maybe like a couple inches of water we have to get out. Otherwise, we're fine.
Yeah, because when my old pool was closed, Hershey was so fat that he could go out to the center of the like trampoline style thing and still dip his feet in the water. You know, it would sink down, and he'd be like, yeah, I'm in the water. I'm like, oh, God, Hershey.
So it could handle his weight, that cover?
You could, you know.
They say it could handle like an elephant.
Yeah, anybody. I could walk across it, I think.
Good.
Jumping in when you're gross or super sweaty is another rude thing. Towel off first, at least, they say, or use an outdoor shower. Most, like 99% of pools have a shower you can use to... If you're gross.
Not a lot of backyard pools. Not a lot of backyard pools.
True. But like you said, like how many times have you seen the baseball team shower off before jumping in a pool?
I've only ever seen people use those showers when they are basically like coming in from the sand.
Yeah.
Right.
And then they're like rinsing the sand off of themselves. I don't think I've seen anyone use those as a, I'm pool going thing? To respect no. the pool and rinse off. I just took a 12-mile walk on the beach in the blazing sun, that those people just dive right in the pool. They dive right in.
Yeah.
All their sweat and their feet particles.
Yep.
It's brutal.
It really is. The more I talk, the more disturbed Andy gets.
Yeah, he's like anti-pool now. Yeah.
But I do think like we've come up with some of the strongest chemicals ever that you're allowed to swim in.
Yes.
To keep us semi-safe inside of them, you know? Like, I mean,
love
it's really...
pools and swimming.
Yeah.
So I'm not... Nothing will kill that.
Yeah.
And this should not have to be said, but showing up with a contagious condition.
A
rash or a foot fungus. Never assume
even
that
diarrhea.
The chlorine will stop it from spreading. That's not the case.
Yep.
And also, no swimming with an obvious open wound.
Yeah. I mean, that's so gross.
It is disgusting, but I found, like, this is one of the worst. Besides the teeth and the hair, I remember swimming in a pool and, like, getting something stuck in my hand, and it was a gigantic, like, bandage.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people. A lot of
stain. Oh, yeah.
I would cry.
Fell off someone. I was like, yeah!
Yeah.
No.
I think Band-Aids, that's got to be one of the top public pool finds in their filter system. Has to be Band-Aids. I would say.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, there's so many Band-Aids. Kids love a Band-Aid.
Yeah, they do. This was a large bandage. It wasn't just a Band-Aid. Yeah, no, that's like a massive wound.
That's an open
wound. It looked like they had been shot.
At least it wasn't the full scab that like came off in the water, you know, and that got on you.
Jesus.
Because I don't know what that changes you forever, I think.
Yeah. That's so bad.
If you, you know, got out of the pool and someone was like, hey, there's something on your head.
They do have massive signs about now, like, you can't have diarrhea.
Yes. Everyone does. They've drank in the resort.
I just feel like there's people that don't care.
Stop me from swimming with diarrhea,
right?
Dave.
How can we ever prove that you had diarrhea?
I'll never prove I had diarrhea.
Diarrhea swept through the whole group of people that I was at a resort with. Swept through them.
So it could have been the food, or it could have been something
actually,
like...
Actually, what we believe it was the beer in the beer taps that they probably had not changed out or cleaned the lines in.
Sure.
However...
The old diarrhea
so
beer.
So anyone who had... There were certain people that were like drinking beer. They all ended up getting diarrhea. But you know what? You don't let that stop your good time.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Especially resorts.
Yeah.
Like people with diarrhea at resorts... What, are they going to stay in the room?
No.
No, they're spreading that diarrhea.
Some had to. There was like at least a period of you had to stay in the room.
I mean, the resort food is probably what gave me diarrhea to begin with.
Yeah.
Probably.
That is, to me, the worst pools, resort pools. I've seen people throw up in them and it just disperses.
Party resorts.
People dump drinks. It just, you know, like there's all, I can't even imagine the bacteria levels in those things. Mm. And I know so I've like, been in them.
I just like, if I see a pool full of people, I know that every one of their like bee holes is probably leaking into that pool.
Yeah.
You can't think about bee holes, Andy. Yeah.
Think about how many people fart in a pool.
Yeah, but if, I mean, well, that does release fecal flakes.
It does. It really does.
See, I can't think of other people's bee holes. I can't.
Every time I see someone do one of those like somersaults or they dive under, I'm like, oh, they're farting.
I think Vegas pools are probably the grossest pools.
Oh, yeah.
I've never gone into Vegas pools. You see the pictures from Vegas pool parties
where literally you can't move. Literally, yes. People are just standing, right?
That's not a pool I'm interested in.
Nope. That's just a giant toilet.
Yeah.
They're standing in a giant toilet.
You are. Yeah. Yep.
And it's all just floating around you.
I'd love to get a big stick and like a little test tube on the end and like in the middle of that party, dip it in and then just go and test
that
water.
See how many STDs like come up?
Yeah.
An undercover investigation.
There was something we watched
where it was and they were like, Vegas pools are the most disgusting thing you could ever imagine.
They really,
I mean, look, there's thousands of people in this pool.
And if you don't think there's everybody's peeing.
Of course, because you'll lose your party spot if you get out to go to the bathroom, right?
Yep.
Oh, and what are they? Are they
That's
splashing?
Like a diarrhea squad.
Oh,
right
they're
there.
Splashing. Everyone's
Stop
splashing.
Stop splashing. You know,
the MGM Grand.
I really don't enjoy being splashed either.
Because then those fecal flakes fly up in you. Yep. Look, splashing's the thing to do.
I've also really never seen a Vegas pool with that high quality of,
women?
Yeah.
Yep. Only on TV.
Yeah.
But it is like a younger people thing. Like, you know, you don't care when
you don't care. You think you're going to live forever.
Like, whatever.
Look, I mean, look at this.
That's like swimming on the ground of a concert.
Yes. Fill up a concert.
Oh, God. I just thought of like the worst, to be honest, the worst. It's not quite swimming, but the most disgusting thing I ever did in what I would say is basically a small pool was that Cancun foam party.
Oh, that's so gross.
The Cancun foam party.
I have never been in a foam party, but I know it's a big thing they do in pools a lot at resorts now, but thankfully I've never witnessed it.
the floor in this place in the Cancun Foam Party was the when you realized that the water was actually black.
Whoa. That's so gross, dude.
So you didn't, you don't know because there's so much foam, right? But then every once in a while you'd get to an area that was like, oh, look, there's no foam in this area. It's just the water that everyone's standing in up to their waist or whatever. And it was black, like dust, dirt.
That's so gross. A friend of mine, someone said, had a bloody nose inside the Wet Republic pool in Las Vegas, dripping blood into the pool. Asked a bunch of staff for cocktail napkins, was ignored.
Just bleed out.
Just bleed right into the pool.
Yep.
Bill is with us. Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Bill?
Oh. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, you guys are talking about the nastiest pools you've ever swam in. And I lived in Louisiana for 5 years. And for the first 2 years, I worked on building pools. And down there, I, you know, being new down there, I didn't really realize. But everything, that like they had these pools that were like swamps, and I would just elect, I would choose, like, yeah, I'll go in there, and I would have to go into these pools that were like swamps with lizards and frogs and who else knows what's in there, and go into this nastiness to empty these pools out so that they could get in and pump them out.
So people would have let them go for so long that nature, like, took over them.
Correct.
Oh.
And so it was just this nastiness inside these pools. Like, some of them would be like, it was like wading through like a forest in the water. Like,
no.
It was like weaving through all the growing stuff that was in there and no telling what was in there. And I was new to Louisiana, so I was oblivious at times to what could actually be in these pools, snakes and such, you know, like, so I just, you know, haphazardly just would go into these pools like it was no big deal and just swim into these nastiness of whatever is in there just so they could pump these pools out and rebuild them for people. And down there in Louisiana, the water table's so high to the surface that some of these pools that you would dig into, you would actually have to find a way to mitigate the water just so you could put a pool in the ground. And it was just ridiculous, some of the things that I had to do down there. But now, looking back on it, I'm surprised that I'm still actually a healthy individual.
Yeah, it might have helped you, actually. You might have been exposed to things that'll keep you healthy for your whole life.
Your immunity.
Who knows? It could go the other way.
Yeah, it could go either way.
You could become an X-Men.
Like that dude that was swimming in the hot,
hot exactly.
Water from
that
the
guy's
power
got
plant.
A superpower.
Adam's with us. You worked at Wet Republic.
I used to work at Wet Republic.
Okay, so this story of this guy with the bloody nose and no one giving a damn, that kind of thing, the norm there?
100% true. There'd be fights. There'd be people puking in the pool, releasing bodily fluids, guys and girls hooking up. They'd be floating on the top. At the end of the day, there'd be like a nice 2-inch barrier of filth at the top of the pool. And they were saltwater too, so they could barely clean it. They can't use chlorine.
No.
Mm.
And you can't.
Bodily
you
fluids.
Can, and you should.
I never really, I mean, I assume it's Vegas, but, you know. People banging.
I think even if you have a saltwater pool, you still put chlorine in there, and it's okay because that's the process. Is the salt
still,
turns to chlorine,
exactly.
So you dump it in.
If the resort
is saying, "Oh, it's saltwater, we can't use chlorine," that means they're being cheap.
Then that's a problem,
and that's gross.
Here's a bit of that report we were talking about in Vegas pools.
No.
On the Las Vegas Strip, wild pool parties like these are the hottest ticket in town.
Look at these idiots.
The pools are so jam-packed, it's standing room only. And just about anything goes. Sometimes it's so crowded you can hardly see the water.
I was going to say, are they in a pool right now?
What about the condition of the water in all those pools? We sent a team of producers to collect water samples at three of the most popular pool clubs in Las Vegas.
Yeah, I think we watched it. But I mean, that's hard to see.
Hotel. It is hard to see.
The state of Nevada requires pools like this.
Look at the food right on the edge.
No, I was just at a place where they had tables in the pool.
Like tables to eat?
So, and they would serve you lunch there.
Oh, no.
Right?
Aren't they worried about people getting a cramp?
No.
No, they weren't, James. They weren't.
The filtration system in continuous operation.
Half an hour.
And keep the pool clean of debris, slime, and biofilm. But look what we've found floating throughout the pool.
That's tough to watch.
Fingernails, cigarette
really
butts, and all kinds of disgusting foamy debris.
What is that?
Nasty, right?
Nasty.
Our producers collected samples and then shipped them to IEH Laboratories in Seattle, Washington for testing. Then the results were reviewed by Dr. Susan Whittier, clinical microbiologist at Columbia University.
So the results are in. What did you find?
Wow, we found a lot of fecal bacteria in some of these pools. Yeah. The potential for an infection occurring seems inevitable.
At the Marquee Day Club.
Pauly D. Yeah, Pauly D. Who knows how to get a diarrhea party
fecal
going?
Fecal bacteria in the house!
Diarrhea party.
Who's got diarrhea? Raise your hand if you didn't wipe your butt!
Woo, both my hands are up in the air!
Yeah. Why wipe when you're getting back?
I didn't
wipe
and I just peed.
Because that's it, right? If they're finding massive amounts of fecal bacteria, it's from dirty asses.
Yeah. That's where it's happening.
I saw a guy just poop in the corner of the pool.
Yep. All those farts.
So many pool farts. Sully worked for City Pools. You had a comment, Sully.
Yeah. So I worked at them for about 4-5 years now.
Okay.
And...
Go ahead.
And what happened?
Yep. And some of the worst things I've seen at pool is, like, we never drain the pool if there's something like diarrhea. They just throw a bunch of chlorine and acid in there.
Yep.
And they'll close it for maybe 8 hours, and then they'll just reopen it. Same water, same everything. And then we only drain our indoor pools once a year. That's the only time they ever actually do anything about the water. And, you know, man, like, I've seen some employees, they'll get so tired of just, like, working.
Yeah.
They'll sit on top of the slide. They'll put two Snicker bars together, merge them together, throw them down the
pool. All right. We say
Yeah.
It's poop in the water.
Yeah.
I saw that same scene in Caddyshack.
Yeah. Yes. It is a good way to get out of work and at the pool. Drop a fake turd.
But. Well, the problem would be I'd be like the boss, and I would know my employees are dropping those candy bars in the water, and I'd go up to the turd, and I'd take them right out of it.
Pool's open!
And then
it's a Snickers bar!
Oh, wait.
Mark, in my office!
At Mandalay Bay's Daylight Beach Club, the total bacteria count of 100 million E. coli fecal bacteria was found in the foam flowing throughout the pool. 100 million.
Is that a lot in terms of bacteria?
I'm assuming.
Sounds like it.
I'm assuming 100 million is pretty bad. I don't know. I don't know, but it sounds bad.
Oh, see, it's just a load of underwear's worth of bacteria.
Yeah. Huh. See, another place they thought it was high was when there was only 15 million. So 100 million is... That's a...
Your fecal numbers
Pauly
are through
D diarrhea party.
Having a party in Pauly D's dirty underwear laundry. Yeah.
It's like so many of those people are leaking fecal matter.
That's the craziest part. Wipe your asses.
Yeah, I'm not interested. I guess when I see a pool has a certain number of people in it, even around it, I'm like, oh, okay, no, that's not... This isn't for me. I'd rather go in the ocean.
Vegas pool parties... Ugh, last place I'd want to be on Earth. First of all, it's just douche nozzles.
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Sorry. You saw that whole crowd.
I assume most of you listening in Vegas don't ever go to these things, but if you do, sorry. But because it's mainly just douche tourists.
Right.
Yes.
Well, when everyone in the pool looks like Pauly D as well, I think you can just go ahead and chalk it up.
Yep. Just a bunch of sluts and whores that don't wipe their asses.
Yeah. Yep.
Male sluts.
Yep.
One more call here. John's in Boston. John, what's your comment?
How's she going, eh?
Oh, how's she going,
There was a dead body in the bottom of a public swimming pool in Massachusetts for, I believe it was at least 3 days.
Oh, no.
And the pool was, when the pool was open. It was open the whole time.
Some dead body in there.
Get out of here.
The pool is 11 feet deep. I'm not kidding you.
Look it up. I feel like we talked about it.
You did. I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we probably did. We don't remember anything.
It's real.
Oh, boy, I can't forget it.
And I bet not.
Yeah.
No, we used to go and do a little, but not anymore.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Real. It's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
Oh, man.
It's real.
Body found when teenagers broke in for a night swim. The permit for the pool, described as cloudy, had expired 6 months earlier. Body unseen in Massachusetts swimming pool for days.
Yep.
Not 5 days, they believe 2 days.
Remember us talking about how could you not see a body?
Yes, that's what we thought,
how cloudy could that water be?
2011.
Yeah. So it was there.
Oh.
2 days at the bottom of the pool.
That's not great.
People swimming with a dead body.
I'm glad he had the story because I thought he was doing something else when he put him on the air.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yes. There was
Bird, line one! Hang up!
Yeah. Let's hear this one out.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to a check of the news. Why does help no one, trust no one even apply to helping baby ducks? Mm. I'm going to tell you. What's the update on that woman that had a squatter take over her house? And what has a California kid already accomplished at 12 years old? Let's find out.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news. We'll jump right in with this.
Warning. Dave and Chuck the Freak are going dark-sided.
Jerry is ungodly. Dark-sided.
This is why we tell you, trust no one. Help no one, even when it comes to little baby ducks.
Can't help little baby ducks?
Can't help little baby ducks, Lise?
No.
A guy was saving little baby ducks. Remember like we saw that guy on the motorcycle do just a couple weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yes. He stopped his motorcycle, got off, helped some ducks cross through traffic.
Yeah.
This guy did the same thing, maybe even inspired by that video.
Yes.
Help little ducks across the street.
Guess what?
Turned around.
Jeez.
Killed by a car.
Jesus.
Well, you said that could have happened to that guy.
Absolutely.
Yes. So,
and it almost did. That motorcycle guy is lucky.
And you have to remember, there's like a lot of people, they don't care that ducks are in the road. Who cares? They got a place to go. You know? Is this the guy?
This is the guy.
This is the guy.
Here's the story.
Oh, no. They have the guy?
They got the guy.
Yeah. Someone was taping him thinking it was one of those nice little stories again, right?
They're going to show him getting run over?
No, I don't believe so.
Well,
no, it's
we
evidence
don't know.
In a manslaughter case.
Oh, here's the story from...
I have foreseen it.
KCRA. Take a listen.
He helped them get up on the curb because all the little baby duckies were having trouble. And then he walked in front of our car.
William wanted to capture the act of kindness unfolding right in front of his 12-year-old eyes.
He actually almost touched it and helped push it up.
Yeah.
He snapped these pictures with his cell phone as he watched the Good Samaritan help a family of ducks cross the busy Rockland intersection of Stanford Ranch Road and Park Drive.
He was right here. He walked
that kid's never going to be the same.
Like saying good job, and everyone was clapping.
With the duck safely out of traffic, William says the man turned to return to his car when suddenly a driver killed him while he was walking in the road.
I didn't see the car actually hit him. All I remember is the sound and then him flying across the intersection.
Jesus.
Another 12-year-old boy also witnessed the tragedy, and he too wants to honor the man for his kindness. He brought some flowers as well as some rubber ducks.
Oh, no.
He was being really nice, and you should honor him because he was being really kind, and then just something horrible happened to him. And so I would just say that you should just honor him because he was an amazing person.
One man's final act of kindness has made a lasting impact on the children who say they won't soon forget the traumatic turn of events.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Those rubber ducks, I mean.
A really amazing person.
In Rockland, Michelle
Did the ducks make
KCRA,
it?
KCRA 3 News.
Yeah, the ducks
Lisa,
made it.
Are you asking that question?
Yes, they made
I'm
it.
I'm just curious.
Yes, they got across, but he didn't.
I know.
The ducks
I'm just
did
saying,
make
if they
it.
Would have all
it.
Been
yes,
killed.
Everybody
then,
died. Like, what a tragedy.
Yeah, that would have been bad.
I'm glad the ducks made it, but don't do this, people. You
no,
can't
you
do
can't.
This.
Listen, the ducks are on their own. It's
They're
their choice.
They're on their own.
It's their choice. They decided to cross that street. Let ducks be.
It was the freeway on I-75 here. We had to wipe out a whole family of ducks because they were right. What were we going to do?
What are you going to do?
Kill everyone else?
Nope.
You got to.
That's what happens.
That's what they tell you to do.
Yeah.
I know it's not great.
It's terrible.
And animal lovers hate it, but it's either you or the animal.
But everybody else around us lived that day.
Right.
Yeah.
We would be honored if you would join us.
You see the dude in Florida? We posted this, I think, last weekend, or I don't know. Some dude in Florida, a turtle was crossing the freeway, and he slammed on his brakes so other people wouldn't hit the turtle caused a massive tractor-trailer went flying into opposite traffic.
Oh,
like,
no.
For a turtle? Just take the turtle out.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't like that.
Lisa's an animal lover, but she's not, but you have to do.
It's just not safe. Yeah. And Lisa, I know it's just a reaction.
That turtle could have been Michelangelo.
Okay, question. Are there animals to stop for?
Well, I mean
a moose.
No, because I've seen a dog running on a highway.
Well, that's a tough one for me, but
I know.
But I mean, if it comes out in front of your car, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah,
here's the turtle crash here.
I would be devastated though.
So this is from a tractor trailer's dash cam. So the dude up here.
Oh yeah, you can see him slamming his brakes. Oh god, that's a guy's a moron though.
There's the turtle.
Oh, and the turtle's gonna die anyway.
Yeah, this tractor trailer ends up. I think four cars eventually were involved.
And then you have to get out and talk about how it was about a turtle. You know, it's like a turtle.
This guy's a moron, though. Like that guy in the gray.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably seven morons involved in that whole crash.
They don't know how to react right to the situation.
You can't. You have to just keep driving.
Yeah.
You can't.
I wish we could just tell the turtles, you don't got to get over there. No. You know, there's nothing over there that's any different than what was on your side of the house, because they're all so determined to get something is over there that they really want. I don't know what
they think.
But I do think it's a reaction that you just, in that moment, you're like, I don't want to hit that.
Yeah.
And it's a split second, and then
it led to chaos.
I can understand not wanting to hit something.
Right.
I really can.
Yeah.
What I don't understand, I guess, is I'm going to come to a full and complete stop on a highway and go
With traffic right behind
me. Yes, right behind me. And I think I'm going to make it.
Or get out and guide ducks across the road.
Yeah.
Other people have experienced something like this. John's in Shelby Township, Michigan. What's your comment, John?
So this lady I worked with, her aunt, similar situation years ago on a country road, noticed that there's a cat in the road. So she gets out, cat's injured, tries to help the cat, moves the cat out the road, turns around and gets smoked by a car, knocks her into the cornfield, deep in the cornfield. They said she went 15 feet into the cornfield, lay there for 6 hours before someone kind of put two and two together that, there's a car running here, doors open. 2.5 years it took her to recover. She almost died, had pins and screws put in her legs, and was in a wheelchair for 1.5 years just trying to save a cat.
So the person that hit her just took off?
They didn't know that they hit her because it was so dark. It was 8 o'clock at night, and it's no lights around, all cornfield. But they hit hit an animal, hit a deer, and they just kept going. Didn't realize it hit a person.
Gotta check that out.
See, that would be hard for me if I saw a cat. I would want to get out and obviously help.
A cat and a dog.
Yeah, I would. But
you don't end up in the middle of the
That's what I'm saying, you know.
Screws in a field.
Every broken Lisa bone you can get.
Because come to a complete stop in the road, just pull over.
Think about it, we just played and were very excited and praising. Couple cowboys started to ride their horses on a highway and lassoed a cow.
Yeah.
Right. And it worked out. And so that's why it was a good story. But.
That's it. But it's what do we,
Yeah.
I mean, that could have went really bad for that cow.
Nick's with us in Boston. What's your comment?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Hey, so I had a similar story to that duck story, except without any human death.
Okay.
So I was driving down one of those two-lane highways. It was about a 55-mile-an-hour highway. And the two people leading decided they wanted to let a turkey across the road.
Stop traffic
completely.
Oh, yeah.
So about three or four cars smashed into each other, created this giant accident. Turkey jumps the Jersey barrier and get smoked by an SUV on the other side of the road.
Its fate was to be gone anyway. And it just caused all sorts of chaos.
Yeah, I just drove right around him. Like, you idiot.
Yeah. Yep.
I love that we try and save turkeys and we eat them so much come November.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're just chopping their heads right off.
We go to the grocery store. We pick up the big... Yep.
We clean out their asses. We shove stuff inside them. Yep.
See one cross the road.
And, oh, God! Yeah. Look out, save that turkey!
And it's a wild one, which is usually just a son of a bitch. Right. You know, like that guy's a son of a bitch. Come on now.
I did. I was right over here. And, like, it's not a busy road, but... I was like, what are we doing right now? Why are we stopped right now? And then I saw, oh, it's two geese. Someone's letting
Andy's
geese.
Andy's encounter with that. I saw you like.
Well, I was like, oh my God.
Like, and we're on like a, you know, go 25 mile an hour road.
It wasn't
whatever,
like, I wasn't going real fast, but this one goose was just like, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, hit me, dude. Hit me. Feel bad about it.
Yeah. I'm going to ruin your day.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. And then you kind of overcorrect when you see.
It's just that reaction.
That. Yeah. You just, you know, you hope there's no one there.
I think some of the motivation, too, for these duck people, is the video, like, get me, let's get the nice video and post it and go viral that I'm helping the ducks across the road.
There's some of that. And even that poor child who was like, I should document this. Yeah. And then you have something just horrific.
I mean, it probably wasn't the guy who was trying to go viral. But
John's in Florida. What's your comment?
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
I work for a fire department down here. And, of course, in the middle of the night, a panther was hit. So this lady decided to stop her Cadillac right in the middle lane of 75.
No.
Oh, my God.
And the two newspaper trucks, the small box trucks that were going, they're not expecting a car to be stopped right in the middle of the interstate. So they all plow into her. Everybody was fine. But she said she stopped. She had her hazards on. That was her excuse, that she had her hazards on. So everybody would see her in the middle of the night on a dark interstate.
No, to get a panther that was already hit. Of a freeway.
Yes, a panther, too. Like a panther would kill you in a second if it got a chance. I don't know. I'm not sure.
When it comes to call local law enforcement and let them deal with it.
Like in Tommy Boy with the deer.
Right.
That's exactly. A panther.
Exactly. Yeah. That panther comes back and that lady's dead.
My goodness.
All right, moving on now. We talked about this story about a week or two ago. The lady that went to the news, she was an active duty Army officer, and then a squatter had moved into her house while she was on duty, and she couldn't get him out.
Yeah.
Legally, she couldn't get him out. Well, he had 7 days to get out or
file paperwork.
He didn't bother filing, so he gone.
I told you that would happen.
That's good.
Go to the news, people. You gotta go to the news. Yeah. Here's the update from WSB TV.
Or to your friends with guns.
It was for Channel 2. Justin Gray, I wouldn't be here today, and I'm truly grateful.
Look at all the stuff pulled out of this DeKalb County house. The alleged squatter, Vincent Simon, had only been in the home a matter of weeks, but you can see he had really moved in. Even his dogs had to be carted out. Our Channel 2 Action News photographer was there, camera rolling, as Simon was moved out of Lieutenant Colonel Dahlia DeRay's Ellenwood home by order of an intruder affidavit.
Just as I finished renovating, you leisurely moved in like it's yours. No. I was not going to let this go.
It was 1 week ago that Lieutenant Colonel DeRay first reached out to Channel 2. She put her home up for sale while away on Army active duty in Chicago when this convicted criminal moved in, putting up beware of dogs signs and cardboard in the windows, claiming he had a lease. DeRay was told by police she would have to take him to court and go through a formal eviction process.
I felt violated. Had I not been serving my country, I would have been in my home.
But this week, DeRay got to see Simon led out of the house in cuffs.
Vincent, your time is up.
It feels good when you can return the home back to their homeowner.
Police found a gun and suspected ecstasy in the home. You can see the giant gun safe Simon had brought in. As a convicted felon, he legally cannot have a firearm.
He attempted to show us the lease. That's not what the law allows.
Normally showing a bogus lease or even just claiming to have a lease is enough to get a squatter case kicked to a months-long court battle.
We want to have protections of tenants, but you don't want protection of squatters.
DeKalb County Attorney John Ernst has been fighting a similar squatter case for a client since February and says these cases regularly drag on for months.
With
the marshals, his client still isn't back in his home.
It's been 3 months since they were moved in. We'll probably have at least another month and a half.
But with the sheriff's office bypassing that eviction process, DeRay now has her house back.
I came here with a mission in mind to get him out of my house and put him in jail where he belongs.
And mission accomplished for Lieutenant Colonel DeRay, the attorney we talked to, John Ernst. He's also the mayor of Brookhaven and says he has been looking at this on the public policy side as well on how to make the process more efficient. Obviously, the DeKalb sheriff stepping in here with that intruder affidavit sped up all of this for Lieutenant DeRay by definitely weeks and likely months, Justin.
I can't believe how much stuff he had. Like, if I was a squatter, I assume I don't got a lot. I just move in and, I maybe get somewhere to sleep, but I've got this home.
Right.
He had speaker systems, couches.
Bookcases.
Yeah. Like decorative items.
Yes.
like he was setting up his house.
Yeah.
He moved his gun safe in.
Yeah.
Everything.
He moved in.
He really
did. And they
did.
Say, amazingly, and not great for her, but they estimate the damage done about $3,000 to the house by this guy.
It's not
so
too bad.
It could be much worse.
Yeah.
Could have just destroyed the place, right? Still, crazy situation.
What it seems like, though, obviously, is they showed up much faster than this guy thought they would ever show up because they found the gun, they found some drugs. You know what I mean?
Right.
He was there.
I think helps that she was active duty army, too. They were ready to step up and help her out, which they should have. All right. We've been debating, tipping lately, and seems like you have to tip now more than ever for everything. This story out of Metro Detroit is crazy. There is an owner of an ice cream shop in Midtown Detroit that tracked down a customer on social media for not leaving a tip when they got ice cream.
Okay.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That's insane.
Here's the story from WDIV TV.
I felt attacked, and to search me out, to leave a message like that, was just unheard of.
Shantae Fagans had hoped to end her Sunday on a sweet note.
Smart.
I went to Flower Day, Easter Market, had a great time.
After that, she and a friend stopped by Cold Truth, her favorite vegan ice cream shop. Shantae says their order came to about $12. She paid by card.
Usually leave a tip, yes.
This time, she says she didn't tip because she didn't have the extra money to give. Not long after,
I had gotten a message from the owner, which was kind of strange.
The DM sent direct from Cold Truth's Instagram account read in part, just writing a note to convey that we operate in a tipped business model, adding the cost of ingredients have doubled, but they have chosen not to pass those costs down to customers. The note, signed Tim, goes on to say, if we haven't risen to a level that you feel is worthy of a gratuity, we absolutely understand.
So those are discretionary, the jars, the screens.
We talked to etiquette expert Danielle Kovac and the general topic of tipping. She said it's up to the customer.
To say, when in doubt, you should tip if you can, if your budget supports it, if the moment moves you.
And that's what Shantae wants the shop's owner, Timothy Mahoney, to understand.
I didn't have it that day. Did you think about that? You know, I could be on a budget. I just wanted to treat me and my friend to ice cream, and I just had money just for that.
Shantae says she called and spoke with the store's owner after receiving that message. She was hoping for an apology, but she didn't get one and hasn't gotten one since. She said that he doubled down on his message, which is what we saw in some of those Instagram posts on her original message about this back and forth dispute. I should mention we did try to get Tim to speak with us and share his side of the story of all of this, but he declined to comment.
That's the smartest thing Tim's done. Yeah. He's done a lot of dumb stuff.
Local 4.
A lot of
messaging someone and trying to get a tip out of them or make them feel bad about a tip.
You're not going to win anything.
You just chalk it up to, well, there we go.
It's really strange behavior.
It is really strange. You operate on a tipped business model. You can't do that.
No.
Well, like you can't. I mean, if you want people, if you want to get enough money to keep your business open, you have your prices reflect that.
Right. Yeah. And, like, to me, the tips, they're not for the owner. I'm not tipping the owner. I'm, like, tipping a poor high school kid who's, like, doling out the ice cream. So that makes me think the owner takes all the tips.
I don't think a lot of people will go to this place after hearing this story.
He's made the news before, too. He says he's no longer going to serve police officers in body armor.
This guy's a piece of work.
Yeah, he's an interesting fella.
Well, his message was weird because it said something like, we don't want to pass the, you know, extra money off to our customers, but that's what you're doing by forcing them to tip.
Exactly, right. Especially after calling them, like tracking them down, you know, on social media and then and posting stuff up. I mean, like, it's like, come on, dude.
I didn't know there was a Detroit Academy of Etiquette.
I did not know that either.
I'm actually...
What is that?
He's a teacher.
Well, we're an organization that's just trying to make some people a little bit more classy.
Okay, all right.
You know, we have a way that we like things done. And unfortunately, not a lot of people are as classy as the rest of us in this group. So... You know, we'll teach you what fork to
use. It's like the Finer Things group in the office. That Chuck's a member of.
My God.
They only drink tea with their pinky out.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how I drink.
And they read books.
He only drinks his Monster Energy with his pinky.
Yeah, I do.
That is Chuck. State officials in Florida warning seniors to be cautious of shady slot machines.
Okay, that was
careful
tough.
How you say that one, Dave. Mm-hmm. Are they everywhere? Apparently so. Here's the update on this from Fox 13 in Tampa Bay.
At first glance, storefronts like these may not stand out, but all have since been shut down by the state for operating as illegal gambling houses.
When they open and operate, some of them register as amusement arcades through the Department of Revenue. And that means they're acting like a Dave and Buster's or a Chuck E. Cheese. But in reality, they're offering illegal gambling devices such as slot machines.
As Eric Carr with the Florida Gaming Control Commission explains, if the game has any element of chance built into it under Florida statute, it's considered an illegal gambling device. Earlier this month, we reported state officials shut down four illegal gambling operations, including two in the Bay Area, which had unregulated slot machines like these.
When they open up in a neighborhood, they dial up the winnings to entice the neighborhood to come in and play. And once they get a packed house, they can literally dial down the winnings to almost zero. And then at that point, they're just stealing and using predatory practices and then taking money, you know, from Florida's most vulnerable, especially the senior population.
In some cases, Carr says the people playing may not realize the games are illegal. It's why AARP and the Florida Gaming Control Commission are issuing warnings to seniors about the risks so they don't fall victim.
They may be thinking that they're providing these folks with a sense a community and something to do, but the reality is you're hurting our community. These are folks who could be better connected to services that could help them continue to grow and thrive as they age.
Carr says the number of complaints from the public submitted through their website has skyrocketed and wants people to know it's the best way to help the state in shutting down illegal gambling operations.
You can remain completely anonymous. We just need to know the location of the business and what you witnessed in there, and our law enforcement team follows up on every tip.
And here in the Bay Area, the Seminole Hard Rock is the only place with regulated slot machines. For a full list of the 14 other locations with regulated slot machines in Florida, and for information on how to submit complaints, head to our website, fox13news.com.
I always thought, oh, man, like, why would you ever play those things? Because they probably have them set to barely give out any money. I never really thought about the initial stages of, like, bumping it up where everybody's winning all the time.
Right, get
to like get people hooked.
Damn, do you hear Jim made $500 at that?
Yep.
Can old people resist a slot machine?
No. I don't think they can.
No.
I don't think.
No.
It's their kryptonite.
Yeah, it really is.
It pulls them in.
Yep.
But those shady places, they'll just take your money. AM Radio just scored a big win courtesy of America's second biggest car company. Ford has announced they are reversing course and will not be removing AM radios from their new cars. If you didn't hear, at least eight major car brands have been planning to ditch AM radio in their upcoming models. They include Tesla, Mazda, BMW, Polestar, Volvo, Volkswagen, and Ford. Ford was the biggest of those, but their CEO announced yesterday they're adding it back into all of their 2024 models. Obviously, lots of people still listen to AM radio, around 80 million people a month. But another big concern is that it is used for emergency broadcast alerts. Because of that, lawmakers in D.C. have been pushing the car companies to keep it. Last week, they introduced a bill called AM for Every Vehicle Act that would require all new cars to have AM radios. Ford is also offering updates to add it back into two of its 2023 electric vehicles that didn't have it, the Mustang Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning. Not clear if the other car makers will reverse course now, too. We'll just have to wait and see.
I mean, I really think it would have been devastating for, like, AM.
Oh, for like, radio stations
it's out
that
of cars.
Still
oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, I mean,
destroyed them.
Yep. That would have been really bad. I mean, it would have taken years for everyone to need a new car. There'd still be a lot of old cars that still have AM, but like as you went through time, it would have been pretty bad.
When we come back in a moment, we've got celebrity dirt and sports news on the way. Which hockey player had to change his underwear after each period? Which role does Matt Damon still regret turning down? And which star is encouraging you to stimulate dad's prostate this Father's Day?
Oh, my.
We'll get to that and more right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
In Hillsborough County, Florida, a dude is wanted for recording a victim using the bathroom. They're looking for a man that they say filmed a victim. The victim saw a man with his phone in his hand recording them while they were using the bathroom. Did he follow a woman into the bathroom and take her?
No, man. They were standing next to each other, so I'm assuming it was a man.
Well, I just saw a man with a phone in his hand recording them.
This.
Jesus, stop it. You did that way too well.
Today, he knows what he's doing over there.
Today, a few times.
Chuck's got it down. Dave.
Well, no. I just did
I mean, that's the easiest one to do. I can show you how to do the other one.
What one?
What are you getting there?
You're in the stall. I'm on the toilet.
Oh, you're beside in the stall next to me?
God, Dave, again.
Oh, my God. I have to keep an eye out at work?
Yeah, that's just what I thought. The old phone in the hand has got to be your old.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
And good day. It's Wednesday, the 24th of May. As we continue here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, we've got celebrity dirt and sports news to get to. Which role does Matt Damon still regret turning down? Which star is encouraging you to stimulate dad's prostate this Father's Day? But first, some sports news. We'll see another sweep in sports tonight. Possibly it could happen as the Carolina Hurricanes once again visit the home ice of the Florida Panthers, who own the series advantage 3-0. Face off 8:00 Eastern. The game can be seen on TNT. The Celtics, meanwhile, were not going to be swept. In the NBA, they staved off elimination with a 116-99 win over the Miami Heat in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals that has forced a Game 5 back in Boston tomorrow night. Jason Tatum scored 33 points and had 11 rebounds to pace the number 2 seeded Celtics and cut the Heat's deficit 3-1. Now, the odds are against them. No team in NBA history has come back from a 3-0 deficit.
No. Ever.
So the Celtics will have a huge hurdle to clear to return to the NBA Finals. The Nuggets wait for the winner of this series in the finals, which start June 1st. And after the Celtics completed their sweep of the Lakers last week, superstar LeBron James was clearly in contemplation mode. James played all but 4 seconds of the game and put up 40 points. And at his post-game press conference, ESPN asked him to elaborate on the stuff he had to think about. He reportedly said,
if I want to continue to play, and that he'd have to think about walking away. What puts that retirement in doubt, though, is that he's been clear about his desire to play with his son, Bronny, during his rookie season, which is still two seasons away.
Yeah. He also, I think, scored 40 points in that game and was exhausted. And it's probably not the time to really come up with, like, an answer about your future right then and there.
And a lot of people think he's just saying that as a bargaining chip.
Well, right? That's what I mean. I mean, you say that for a couple reasons. Number one, hey, Lakers, you didn't give me enough help, you know?
Right.
So I can leave.
Put up 40 points, but we still
I could leave. I mean, it's not the dumbest thing, I guess, for him to do, but also it's very possible he just wanted attention. Boy, he loves attention.
Well, for sure he
does. Remember those videos?
Never doubt the refreshing power of a pair of clean underwear. Certainly around Wayne Gretzky. During a TNT broadcast, Gretzky confirmed that he would put on fresh underwear after each period when he was playing in the NHL. He says his underwear would get so wet, he would have to change them out. Which is why Chuck changes at every commercial break.
I would always buy I would always buy Gretzky's wet underwear.
He said it felt so great to have a nice dry pair of underwear going back onto the ice.
It's so crazy because in the opposite of when I played hockey, it was like I would wear the same thing all the time.
For luck.
For luck. And it was just terrible.
You'd wash them, though. Chuck, right?
And that's just terrible.
Not supposed to.
You would wash it.
You can't wash the luck out, Dave.
Oh, my God.
The series will be over. The series will be over eventually.
Jesus. What if you lost?
The whole series?
That game.
Or just one game?
That game.
If you were just playing and it was just whatever, like your normal season, yeah, I would just, you know, you'd wash it. I'd have three or four things. But, man, if like... something like luck seemed like it was happening. Nope.
You could not.
Nope.
And so changing them, though, seemed to work for Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good player. But I didn't have like a lot of underwear on hand.
Yeah, true. You
know, he didn't have the
Gretzky underwear budget.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if Gretzky had an issue with his taint. Maybe you should have seen a doctor about that.
Excessive sweating. Yeah. You know you're working hard on the ice if your underwear is soaking wet. After a period.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. An argument, another one, between a parent and a referee at a youth basketball game escalated into a wild brawl on the court. And of course, the crazy scene was all caught on video. This happened at the Sport One Fieldhouse in Fort Wayne, Indiana, when, as you can see in the footage, a man left his seat in the stands to have a word with the ref.
See his jeans.
In the middle of a game involving the kids. The two appeared to exchange words for several moments before suddenly the man threw punches at the game official. The ref then went for the takedown, shooting and getting a double leg before dumping the pair into the floor. The fighting didn't stop, though, once they hit the hardwood and the men continued to go at it, struggling for position. Thankfully, spectators jump in to break it all up. Witnesses say the parent was escorted out of the game and did not return. It's unclear what sparked the initial altercation. The venue has no comment on the situation.
The kid should be kicked out of the whole league.
Because of the dad?
That's the way it should work. It really should. If you fight an official, I'm sorry. Like, it's your... the only way to really punish a dad...
is to pull their kid out?
Yep. You know? Like,
as... then they'll feel like a real heel. Because if their kid gets to keep playing... they just don't get to see it.
Yep. And I've been coaching long enough where you end up with like what I'd say is some troublesome dads. And sometimes you have to cut a kid who's a great kid and a decent ball player because of their dad. And you have to tell them, hey, kid, we can't have you here because of your dad. Sorry. Best of luck. But just know it's your dad.
Yeah, that's so crappy for the kid, but I agree. How else do you get the point across? How else do you stop that from happening?
It's the only way I've seen a dad change. Honestly, it's the only way.
He'll feel like such a heel that
his kid
can't play.
Yep. It's his fault. And honestly, like, no one taught him that lesson or something in life or whatever it is. You know, I could tell just by the jeans that guy had on that he was going to fight somebody that day.
His jeans, yeah.
His jeans. They were like, if they weren't bedazzled, they were one step away from being bedazzled in the back.
I got to see again.
I'm just saying, he had like those
jeans.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean, come on, look. They were, those things are so close to being bedazzled in the back.
Like Ed Hardy type.
I don't know.
What are you thinking?
Like if Affliction made jeans.
Ah, they probably do.
Because of those permanent creases they have?
Yeah. Yeah. He likes his creases.
Or douche jeans.
Yeah, so...
He likes his creases.
He likes to keep them. Even after the wash. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's sometimes you have to do what you have to do.
Someone said they can relate. They had to call a parent and cut the kid because of that. They had to do that as well.
And listen, you can get on an official. I don't care if you get on them. Like, you're like, hey, you're terrible. Just to let you know, you're terrible. That's fine. I don't care.
Physical is a whole
to get physical is different.
Father's Day is coming up, and it's time to give Dad what he really wants. Not a tie, not a Lowe's gift card. No, what Dad wants is a little prostate stimulation.
I know I do.
Sorry. For Chuck's kids.
No, not from the kids. I mean, if they got me a gift card.
For a free prostate massage?
Yeah. Do they sell those?
James is feverishly making gift cards as we speak.
I'll get him a gift card.
This doesn't look real. Yep. This isn't even plastic. It's like laminated.
It's fresh off
paper.
The press. Yeah. Wow. Fresh off the press.
Wow.
We say this all the time. People love to hate her, but she does know how to get attention. Oh. Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep.
Her Goop Father's Day gift guide specializes in stuff you can never imagine giving to your dad. This year, she's selling a certain probing device called the Lilo Hugo. It is $219, and it vibrates. It is final sale, so make sure you know for sure dad wants prostate stimulation.
You can't try that one and then return it.
Well, the pictures are quite risque.
Jesus.
That man has his hand down his pants.
That's exactly how I look when I do it.
Is that exactly?
Yeah.
Really? Just like that? Your tiny
body is just like that. Yeah. Oh, man. If you put a camera over top of me, my Lord.
Jesus, Chuck. Stop it.
That thing looks bulbous.
$219.
$219.
Yeah, well, you'll have a good time, I guess.
It probes and vibrates.
I'm sure that it's like four times the price of what you really need.
So here's what they say. It's designed for prostate stimulation. The base and the tip of the device each contain a powerful vibrating motor. So the insertable head massages the prostate while the external head delivers satisfying vibrations to your taint.
Yeah.
And it's hands-free. The remote control is motion sensitive. You adjust the intensity by simply moving your wrist. This vibrator is sized for all body types and features 8 intensity settings to gradually lead you or your partner to orgasm.
I thought it was going to be like one of those theremins or whatever where you like get your...
Yeah, that's the spot right there. That's the spot right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's enough. That's enough of that.
Happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
The best way to ring in the first Father's Day.
Yeah. No, that's a terrible gift idea for your dad right there. Let dad get all
that's
of
on
his.
Dad, yeah. Right? That's on dad.
Let
I
dad
think she's
get
promoting
his own.
It more for your partner, for father. Like, yo, happy Father's Day.
Yeah. That's nice.
Right.
Well, cancel my order then.
There's also the Arcwave Ion, described as an air-pulsing sex toy for dad.
Air-pulsing?
This one stimulates your front parts.
This one looks dangerous.
You put your wiener in there?
It looks like it.
It looks like one of those like auto wine bottle corkers.
Which you don't want to get confused.
You don't want to put your wiener in that.
So this is just going to blow air on it?
No, it has to be more than that.
I think it is. I think it just blows air on it.
Look at that. He just got it. All the air blown out of it.
Ooh.
Just looks like it's tired. So this is
designed for him
as a penile masturbation device. It's sleek, powerful, and designed to give the feeling of the female orgasm to men.
gradual buildup and higher payoff. It uses Pleasure Air technology, the same design that makes the fan favorite Womanizer vibrator so good, to suck and massage. Use a bit of water-based lube, slide your wiener in there, let the device rumble awake and explore stroking motions and 8 levels of suction from gradual buildups to intense peaks. It's made with smart science technology, so the device automatically turns on when in contact with skin and switches off when you're done.
Looks like one of the devices that cleans my CPAP tubing.
Don't get that confused.
And I don't. Okay. Listen.
What? What?
It doesn't look very big.
I know. He could even fit you.
I mean, I'm in there easy, but...
You're right. The circumference does not... And it,
like the guy, is it adjustable? Like the model, it doesn't look very adjustable to me. It
doesn't look.
But unless that's the back.
That's the back.
Yeah, that's the back. The other part is more accommodating.
I think it'll be fine for everyone.
Yeah.
I just lay my dong in it?
Yeah,
you just
you
lay
do.
Your dong in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just on the bedside table and you just... It looks like a pencil sharpener.
I know.
I think you can, you know, it's handheld, so you don't have to sit it on a desk or a table or anything.
Right.
You can bring it with you.
I feel like it's doing all of its damage on the
what? Shaft?
You know, no, like on the tip. You know what I mean? So like that's really all you have to worry about getting in there.
I think you're correct.
Yeah.
That guy's tip got taken care of.
Yeah, that guy's asleep already. That, you know what's embarrassing?
So you're entering
falling
here.
Asleep with that in your hand.
Yeah, true. You're entering here, is what you're saying.
Yes, I believe. Yep.
So that thing's if you want to make some love to yourself.
Yeah.
That's it, yep. Or like
and you want it to do all the work, really. That's what it is. It's probably for like a more hands-free experience, or at least...
I think it's going to take too long.
They don't have reviews on this website. Their Goop website doesn't allow people to leave reviews.
Well, I don't think anybody's going to say, I definitely got my money's worth.
I'm sure you can search that product out somewhere else and find it. She just sells, you know, different things on there.
Don't you also think you could probably search that item out and then pay half price for it?
Absolutely.
I would assume.
Yeah, like a device like that, that's like an $80, $90 boy.
Yeah.
Not $200 Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yep. But
just
she
don't
knows.
Buy it used.
You can go to the actual site. You
that's
go to
the
Amazon.
Best way to buy it.
Well, that's it, right?
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, it's
$200. The same.
$200. Man, that's
get your reviews there. Those
wow,
look
that's
very
interesting.
Good. 3-star.
Oh yeah,
97 reviews.
New experience. Not unhappy, but not thrilled. When this person says, "Best male masturbator I've tried."
What have you tried? I need to know what you've tried.
Also allows orgasms for those of us who are older and don't always get to the rock hard status of our youth. So it's an old guy.
Yeah. He's used a lot then.
Holy hell, he's been around. Waste
that guy's
of money.
Been using it too much.
Third rate vibrator.
Rubber molding's falling apart, it says.
Doesn't work. Waste of good money. Intensely powerful.
Very noisy.
Essentially will make you finish without you having much say in the matter. The point of no return is sudden and very intense. Oh, God. There's user photos.
Let me show you how I do it.
This is Canada. Yeah. Best male stroker, eh? Buy it now, eh?
Yeah. Oh, man.
A bit on the bigger side.
Oh, so that
thorough.
Means he's got... This is just... Chuck, did you write a review already?
You know it.
All penis owners, buy one for yourself. That seems like a fake review.
Yeah.
A lot of Canada.
Canada loves it.
Canada loves these male masks.
What's that guy's ominous warning? Make sure it's charged fully.
Yeah.
That's all he says.
Oh, no! It died and I didn't finish.
Yeah.
That's all he says.
I'll have to use my own hands.
Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop Day gift guide is, of course, full of other stupidly overpriced items like an $880 beach towel. If that doesn't jerk me off, what good is it?
I don't know.
How could a beach towel be worth
$880? That's insane.
Come on now.
It's a beach
towel. Listen, man, I mean, she's a genius if she gets one or two people just to buy a towel for $800.
Mostly
there it is.
Under.
It's $900, really.
Site is so overpriced.
Why are you beach towel that bitch?
It was just there.
Products. Oh, I just saw
did
it.
Did you do beach towel search? Yeah, I see that. You did. Maybe they're sold out.
If they sold out of an $880 beach towel.
I'd love it. Can you imagine who would buy that?
Is it just in their articles? Maybe it's old.
No, I think it's on their Father's Day gift list that just came out.
Might have to find the actual link to the Father's Day guide.
Yeah, because I swear I saw it was listed as $890, and it was like a striped towel, and it said $890.
Ooh, mood ring, very nice.
I love a mood ring. There it is. Oh, beach blanket.
Beach blanket, they describe it as. What the F? Yeah. Why would you spend $900 on that? What's wrong with people?
Money to burn.
It's hand-loomed in Tuscany.
Oh, I don't give.
With sustainable cotton.
I don't even know what hand-loomed means. What does that even mean? It was loomed?
Means they made a child in China.
No, make this a is blanket. In Tuscany.
Right.
There is only three left, so people have been sure they didn't buying this.
Make that money.
Do you think they made five?
Yeah, probably.
They know they're not. Who? Come on. And they probably lie to saying there's only three left.
Yeah, they probably just put that up. They're like, just say there's only three left so people think there's a demand.
I'll be honest, though. I think there's just a group of people that would buy it because it costs $890. Because they can say, oh, it's
oh, I got this. It's my $890 beach
yeah,
blanket.
I think yeah. so. It's Come like, on. Why do you buy a fancy, you know, purse? Same thing.
All right, in other celebrity dirt this morning, it's pretty obvious that Jamie Foxx and his family do not want to talk about his recent health issue, but that is not stopping Mike Tyson from blabbing. In a podcast interview he did yesterday, Mike said, quote, listen, Jamie's not feeling well. They said a stroke. He didn't say who told him that, and he doesn't sound 100% sure. He added, I really have no idea what happened to him. He also said, if we don't know about it by now, I guess they don't want us to know. Well, then why did you say anything, you idiot?
Yeah. Ooh, careful.
Yeah, what are you going
to say? Mike
something?
Tyson?
You're going to
say something to him.
You going to say something to Mike Tyson?
Those are your thoughts.
You got to call him. Yeah, those are Dave's thoughts.
He's in town sometimes to promote his weed brand.
Come on, me.
Little gummy ears.
Okay, come at me.
This is going to be an amazing moment when Mike Tyson knocks
Dave out. Obviously, the family doesn't want it released, so, and you say that, but then you go ahead and say what's going on.
At the same time, was he actually really told by the family anything? If he's not,
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? I think he's just speculating
like we were. Yeah. We said the same thing. Stroke, we thought.
Yeah. Some kind of stroke, aneurysm, something. You know? I mean, I'm not going to fight Mike Tyson like Dave wants to, but...
Dude, Mike Tyson's going to punch Dave so hard.
I can't believe Dave wants to fight Mike Tyson in the ring.
Fight him, I just said... It's
he said...
He just said, come at me!
Come at me, Mike Tyson!
Come at me!
But don't be dumb.
You know what happened to the last guy who said that to Mike Tyson?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Can we talk about what happens to the show after Dave dies?
Well, we really try to sue Mike Tyson.
Yeah. Get all the money you can.
Mike Tyson's the new host.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, everybody.
Mike and Chuck the Free. Matt Damon has been in a ton of movies, but he wasn't in one. Avatar.
Oh.
And he very much almost was. We talked about this at the time. Last year, Avatar director James Cameron revealed that Matt Damon actually turned down the role of Jake Sully. He really wanted Matt for that role.
Yeah.
But it eventually went to Sam Worthington. And because of that, Matt Damon missed out on a $250 million payday. In a recent Entertainment Tonight interview alongside actress Zoe Saldana, who is in the Avatar film series, Matt admitted that turning down Avatar was the worst decision he's ever made.
Financially, it has to be, right?
He said it's the dumbest thing an actor ever did in the history of acting.
Yeah. What was he doing? I can't remember what he was doing at the time where he thought, this is better. You know, because usually that's why they turn it down. They turn it down because they have some other project.
Or it doesn't look interesting to them, or they think it's dumb. Yeah. Or he didn't want to spend, you know, all that time in a friggin' CGI
I was
going to
say, I think a lot of actors have a hard time with that, where they're like, hey, man, there's no real interacting with anything. It's just you're in front of a screen the whole time. I think they've all gotten much more used to it. But
I don't know what movies he did around that time.
Yeah.
I don't know. What?
Because it would have been early on, so maybe like the first couple Jason Bourne.
Yeah, it might have been Jason Bourne.
You know?
So he, Avatar 1 was 2009, right?
Avatar 1?
Wasn't that?
Yeah.
Was it 2009? I thought it was earlier than that.
That's what they said.
No, earlier. I think it was, yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, Avatar 2009.
Okay. How many years did they take them to film it and put it together before they released it?
Yeah, that's who knows?
True. Let's see what movie Matt Damon had that came out in 2009. The Informant and Invictus.
I'll be honest.
The Informant was bad.
He really should have. I mean, but like you said, when were they filming it? So it was probably like he was but even in the middle of year like stuff. 2008, 2007.
Nothing great.
Boy,
there.
Oh boy. Can I tell you? So those 2 years.
The Bourne.
Okay.
So we had the Bourne Ultimatum and Ocean's 13 came out in 2007. Which could have been a conflict at the time. He still says, though, I've probably done like 50 movies. I've never been in a movie, though, that made $1 billion. Matt actually has been in 77 movies. His highest grossing film to date is 2015's The Martian. That made over $630 million worldwide. He said if he did it, could do it all again, he would have taken the role.
Oh, God. Yeah.
That's so much money.
Like, I don't know what Sam Worthington has done, even other than Avatar.
Wasn't he in one of the Terminators?
Is he that guy?
I think he's the one that plays one of the Terminators.
So, obviously, Sam didn't get the money they were offering Matt Damon, right? Because Sam's net worth is $30 million.
Right.
Matt was going to get a cut. $250 million.
Yeah, he was going to get a cut. They were going to give him a cut of the film.
Like a producer thing.
Yeah. Like, hey, here's 5% of the gross or something like that.
Seems like if you're an actor and you can do that, then you should do that.
Oh, for sure.
That would be how to get most people, you know.
He was in the Clash of the Titans movie, Sam Worthington, Terminator Salvation.
Oh, okay, yeah. But he was happy for this.
But he's
a
winner.
Yeah, he was happy for
this. He's the winner in
this
whole situation. Matt Damon says no, you pick it up. Pretty damn good.
Yep.
Prince William's wife, Kate Middleton, attended a picnic with 100 elementary school kids yesterday. And some of them ran over and asked her autograph. And she said, no.
Oh.
And there was like puzzled looks on their faces. And she said, I actually can't write my name, but I can draw for you. And she drew little pictures for each of them in their autograph books. When asked why she couldn't sign, she said, oh, I'm not allowed to write my signature. It's just one of those royal family rules. She's not lying. It is a rule. There's a reason for it. Members of the royal family are never allowed to sign autographs so that no one can ever forge their signatures. Hmm. Now you know.
Yep. Wow. So I We're got this like nice saying. Little drawing, huh?
Yeah.
I wish. That's
we
my
say
new
that?
Rule.
There we go at events. Actually, our company doesn't allow us to.
I'd rather just
I'd rather
put like
put
a little star.
Down.
Just draw
just like a star.
See, now you'd be drawing penises all day long.
That's it.
That's your new signature.
This is Chuck's penis.
God,
this you is know what I never
penis.
Even
Look
thought
how much bigger
of?
Dave's
you could
penis
just
is
do that. But you could just do that, right? Like, I could like call the bank and be like,
change your signature to a penis?
I'm changing it. To this dong and balls.
That's
I'm if
not
it's
sure.
not that, it's not me.
All right, give it a try, Chuck.
I'm gonna try it.
Call your bank. See what they say.
When you do it and you change it to the donger, make sure you got a little pee-pee coming out of the
trust
wiener.
Me, man. Like it's like the three
I mean, you
words.
Can just do that, right? And they
that's it.
It looks
that's
kinda
perfect.
Like a signature.
Like that.
Circle shaft circle.
That's easily forged though.
Look at that.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Gotta think of that. Have you gotten your scolding from Netflix yet? If not, brace yourself, because they started rolling out their crackdown on password sharing in the U.S. yesterday. From here on out, anyone using your account better live with you, because they're going to charge another $7.99 for anyone living outside your home to use your account. Premium subscribers can add up to 2 non-household members, while standard plan subscribers can only add 1. Primary account holders will have to set a household location on their devices, although you'll still be able to use your account when you travel. And don't bank on customer outrage making this all go away. Netflix has already started doing it in other countries, and they've actually seen an increase in paid membership in some regions, including Canada. In Spain, not so much. They lost 100 million.
They said forget it.
That's I think that's what
wow.
they said.
Wow.
Maybe it was.
You know, just as a, you know, as a divorced dad who pays for Netflix.
They lost a million fewer users in Spain.
You know, the only thing with me is that I have two kids and they both have their own like sign-ins on my account. And not that I think Rowan ever uses their product, but I know like Stella does. So I'd be like, okay, I could set their other house as the other thing. But then what if like Rowan tries to sign in from there? Am I going to get dinged for $7.99 like every single month that he decides to go watch something? Like that's the only thing for me where I'm like, So I guess they're there, but they want me to sign up for premium, right? That's the thing.
Like a lake house or a, you know,
or just even like my parents, like my parents' trailer.
Right.
You know, you go there for, you know, 3 weeks.
You have to re-register that as a travel location or
I don't know.
How will that work?
Yeah, that is weird to think about how, like, if you are traveling, what you'll have to do with Netflix.
Right.
It's like work to do.
Yeah. I haven't seen any mess. I was just on there, and I didn't get any message about, like, setting a home.
No, I haven't either.
Or anything
Although
like
my
that.
Kids are always on there. They probably have done all the work.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I never go on Netflix. They're always the ones using it.
I'd be devastated right now to know that Stella has set her place as my home
she
or something.
I'd be like, Stella! Of course, that's where she wants to watch
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on the app now. It's not asking me or telling me anything. So.
They had to do something, though.
It is true. Yeah, I mean, it's just been abused since the start. And now that it's just so much competition, like, you know.
They got to make that money.
Mm-hmm.
The American Film Institute put together a list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of all time. Here, what they say are the top 10. What's nuts about this is so we will likely know most of these, but my kids will not.
Right, yeah.
You know, will they have to change it to like yippee-ki-yay, mother effer? You know, like...
I do think so.
More...
Well, think about how many like famous movie quotes there are that they probably have phased out of this list. Where they're like, oh, listen, no one's going to know that one from Casablanca.
Right, because right now, and that's it. That's number one. It goes back to the 30s.
Okay, so they still have them in. Okay.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn from Gone with the Wind.
Yeah.
I mean, that's 1939.
I don't think I've ever watched that movie, but I know that quote.
Right, I've never watched
You're
that
same.
Movie.
Yeah.
Here's Looking at You, Kid, from Casablanca.
Yeah.
1942. I have watched the movie.
Yep, me too, because of a film study.
Exactly, I had to watch it in school. But, so yeah, those will have to go.
I disagree.
I know you disagree, yeah, old man
yeah.
Al.
Yeah.
But
eventually no one will know what they
it'll
are.
Not mean anything to anyone.
No one is busting out the, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn anymore, right?
I do occasionally, yeah.
Do you think in school they'll still reference those?
Yes, so I do. In school,
so then
in film school.
Then they'll know. Where, if
you
they,
don't think they'll upgrade their references
No,
too?
But what I'm saying, so like the reason that I had to watch that in film school was for the... Like the art direction of it all,
right.
And just like the it, you know what I mean? Like,
right, but
it was,
won't they have better examples of that?
I don't know.
Well, if it's
I think they'll have newer examples.
Art lives on, though. It's like a, you know, it's considered.
It always moves, but I still think like even when I was in school and they said, "Hey, we're gonna watch," like we were watching silent films because of different, and I was like, "There's no, none of us need to watch a silent film.
Yeah.
We don't." But right. they made you because it's like. We're trying to show you the evolution of film. And I think that it is an example of the, you know, like Citizen Kane, we had to watch that one. It's, you know.
Yeah, I think it'll still be referenced.
But I think, like, in high school or whatever, you're not watching.
No.
No, there's no need.
We didn't
You'd
do
have
that
to
in
be.
High school.
No.
Other of the top 10 greatest movie quotes of all time, I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse, from The Godfather, 1972. Yep. From 1954's On the Waterfront, You Don't Understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of a bum, which is what I am.
Well, that's like I've heard that a million times. Never seen that movie either. And
I didn't know what that was from.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even think I knew that it was from that movie. I've just seen it in so many like skits or other movies.
From The Wizard of Oz in 1939. Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. From 1983, Sudden Impact. Go ahead. Make my day.
Huh.
I didn't know that was from that either. I don't know anything about.
I thought that was a Dirty Harry line.
I thought it was Dirty Harry. Me too.
Well, isn't that a Dirty Harry movie? Sudden Impact?
Oh, maybe it is.
Maybe.
That's a Clint Eastwood movie.
I just thought all his Dirty Harry were called Dirty
Harry.
Me
too.
Dirty
Harry,
yeah.
I thought it was Dirty Harry.
Oh, that is a Dirty Harry movie.
Yeah, it is.
It was just a Dirty Harry quote.
Yeah.
I thought Sudden Impact was a movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Nope.
It might be.
Maybe it's a different impact.
Yeah.
From Sunset Boulevard in 1950. All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up. Of course, from 1977, Star Wars, Episode 4, A New Hope. May the Force be with you.
Mm.
From All About Eve in 1950, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Like, most of these I know because they were referenced in other movies.
That's what I mean. Like, they'll be in, like, someone will say it.
Yeah, or, like, a comedian will say it. Or,
yeah.
Well, for me, I think some of them's cartoons.
Yeah, sure.
Oh.
And then number 10 from 1976 is Taxi Driver. You talking to me?
But once again, it's another movie I've never seen, but know that for sure.
In the new generation, it's going to be like, get these mother effing snakes off this mother effing plane.
Yes, you're right. That'll be like...
Those are the ones I think that are going to be the classic movie lines.
Dude, where's my car?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's a Sharknado.
Gosh, I hope not.
That's the way it's going to be. That's the movies they grew up with.
But that's where we're going. It just...
What's in the box?
Yeah, I can see that. Right. Like, those things,
yeah,
like, being more,
classic too, though.
You know, like, Fight Club lines or, you know, Saving Private Ryan. So, you know, like, I can see it evolving away from some of the...
Right, to be relevant, it'll have to evolve away from movies that no one knows. For anyone to pay attention to it, I think. You can't deny their legends, you know, their classic films, but if they want anyone to give a damn about their lists, they'll have to move on.
To update it a bit.
Just a bit. All right, and then finally, I don't know if anyone ever considered this. Was there any band or artist that made such an impression on you, you wanted to get a tattoo to recognize that?
No.
Not really, no.
No. Well, currently, these days, these are. A site searched Google and Instagram to find which artists inspire the most tattoos with this generation. Harry Styles. 4.8 million people
have a Harry Styles
tattoos.
Do they get like him, but in like the rainbow suit? Jumpsuit?
I have no idea. Well, maybe there's something we're not missing. Maybe he has a symbol or a logo that we don't know about.
Minus all of his goofy outfits that he wears, he is a very attractive man. So I understand it.
Girls,
girls
calm down,
hot fans. Yep.
But the clothes that he wears.
He is a very feminine fella. Maybe they get tattoos to match. Like, he's got a ton of tattoos, right? So maybe they get some of the ones he's had. Like, he's got a giant butterfly on his belly. And
he's got a cute hat, too.
He's got a fisherman's hat on.
They don't have any pictures of the
well, I mean,
girls
this woman has Harry Styles on her face.
Yeah. I mean, that's extreme.
I don't know. A Harry Styles fan tattoo?
Let's see, fan tattoo, yeah.
See what comes up here. Oh, yeah, there's like...
Just like weird.
Yeah, so a lot of them are getting either some of his lyrics.
Lyrics make
some
sense.
Of his tattoos has on himself. They do get those, but a lot of lyrics.
Lyrics. I never thought about the lyrics. I think a lot of people get lyrics on themselves.
Maybe you should get a tattoo of Harry Styles in that Lacey number that we saw.
I like the striped uniform, the one.
Oh, the bumblebee
the purple
type?
Yeah, the purple and yellow.
Harry Styles is number one. 4.8 million people have had Harry Styles tattoos. Justin Bieber next, 4.5 million, inspired by him. Ariana Grande, 3.7 million. Rihanna, 3.2 million. Ed Sheeran, 2.5 million people have got an Ed Sheeran.
It must
Sheeran
be his
related.
Lyrics again.
Yeah, it's
lyrics. This is all young girls. That
yeah.
Are...
BTS. Yes. Chuck's got a couple of BTS tattoos.
Yeah, I do, but you can't understand them.
Dolly
I
Parton.
Hope that's what they say.
Amazingly,
Dave,
Dolly
do you
Parton.
Have a Dolly Parton tattoo.
He has the one. Couple knew it.
Sad tates on him there.
He's probably got Dolly Parton.
Nice sad tates on his back.
I made my balls look like Dolly's tits.
Oh, I thought it was like your butt crack. Like you got a tramp stamp of just Dolly's upper body, and then your butt cheeks form her breasts.
I know.
Well, not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
Not a bad idea.
Cardi B next, 1.69 million. And then Billie Eilish and Selena Gomez round out the top 10.
No Taylor Swift, huh?
No Taylor Swift in the top 10 anyway.
Her fans are so passionate, you'd think they'd get a tattoo.
Some of the smaller numbers here. Pink Floyd inspired 30,000 tattoos. Slipknot, 22,000. Nirvana, 19,000. Iron Maiden, 18,000. And Metallica, 14,000.
I think my only issue was, like, so I guess when I would have decided to get a tattoo, it would have been, like, high school. And I would have been a gigantic Nirvana fan. And then, and who else? Who, you know, like, what if you really liked Limp Bizkit?
Oh, God.
Someone did get a Fred Durst tattoo.
See? Oh. Like, what if you did that and got the red cap and then you had that on you forever? And then you're like, mistake. Oh, man.
Big
you know?
Mistake.
So that's just the thing about life is that, and that's honestly why I don't have tattoos, because I always think, I've changed change. So much that there's just...
Which is what I'd this person upset. Said. There was a moment in my life when I was so close to getting a 30 Seconds to Mars triangle tattoo. Like, I was about to get it and then realized I didn't have enough money. I thank God every day I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, it's just,
thank you, God.
Yeah. I mean...
Don't do it.
To me, like, if you have a... If your body's like a billboard... Then go nuts. Get all the stuff that like you've always loved, and then it like kind of like marks a period of your life. But for me to just have like a U2 tattoo, it'd just be like, man,
portrait of Bono on your chest,
you know, like he doesn't have, you know,
that would be bad.
We're gonna take a break. When we come back, a check of the news. How did some guys learn that playing ring toss using a stripper's anus was a bad thing?
It's not.
What song did a landlord play when he set his building on fire? And what did one guy discover about his creepy neighbor? We're going to get to all that, white trash alert, and much more, because we'll be back in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
A couple of folks in Canada lucky to be alive today. Some folks had to be rescued from the water. Here's that story.
These three international students from India, along with another man and a nurse who all happened to be at the beach, made a desperate effort to pull this car and the little boy out of the shallow water before it could sink.
The cars start sliding into the water.
The lady was shouting so much. I think if we get 1 or 2 minute delay, maybe there's a loss of lives.
So you can't swim?
No, I can't swim. We have to do something. Because if we call the 911, they have to take some time to reach there.
Police say by the time they were called and had a chance to arrive, the child and the driver were safe on shore.
Felt bad for the one guy in the interview. The other guy said stuff and then they got to him and he's like, I cannot swim.
I am scared to death of water. I never learned to swim.
I could not go after them.
I shouted ideas at them of what to do.
Push! Everything's looking good.
I would help if I could swim. I cannot. I put my feet in and got scared.
One of us should wait here.
I will call everybody I know about the situation.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Here with you on this Wednesday, the 24th of May. And coming up next, what did one guy discover about his creepy neighbor? What song did a landlord play when he set his building on fire? And white trash alert, what made a guy in Louisville shoot his roommate in the ass? That's all on the way. First, though, we're going to get started right now with this.
D.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's pervert of the day.
Well, it seems that playing ring toss using a stripper's anus is a bad thing.
Boo!
Yeah.
Where are we supposed to play?
In the Netherlands.
Usually ring toss, though, it would be a male stripper. And
oh, on the wiener. Those are the ones you've only played.
Yeah, yeah. That's the best.
He's really good at that game.
Yeah.
I love being the target. He's always throwing donuts at my donger.
Chuck's Gay Carnival.
Yeah.
Hey, step right up.
It's the same prize every time.
Yeah.
You get to make out with him.
Yeah.
It's a kissing booth and a ring toss game all mixed into one.
In the Netherlands, there is a student association that's in hot water over a poorly thought out game of ring toss.
Wow.
The Utrecht Studenten Corps.
Pretty cool.
Circulated a picture over social media that showed members playing ring toss with the goal of getting the ring over a bottle that was held in a stripper's anus.
These guys are cool and know how to party.
The photo's authenticity has been confirmed, and a rep for the Utrecht Studenten Corps,
of course we did it,
has gone on record saying they do know it happened, but they disapprove.
Ja, wer und it is bad.
Our numbers are up.
The stripper's anus couldn't be reached for comment, unfortunately. So I said to Jason, find that b-hole.
Yes.
This is what he's been working on.
He's so
this
good.
He just broke the devastating news. I can't find this anus anywhere, and I'm disappointed in myself, is the message he sent me.
Well, he yelled it through the hall, first of all.
When
I can't find the anus!
I cannot find the anus! How many times he said that in his life?
Well, I thought it was just you and me in the hallway, and then the door swung open, and I'm face-to-face with Lisa. Anus!
Can't find the anus! Hey, Lisa.
I was like, it's okay, Jason. I've heard worse.
Yes, for sure. She works on this show. But then... And as he went down to the cafeteria here, he was still feverishly searching.
I know, he's not going to give up. He doesn't give up.
He found the anus.
He found the anus.
I went on a deep dive of Netherlands news sites and had to be translating pages because I don't understand.
When I was out there talking to him, he said, Eureka! Like a scientist.
He's our butt scientist.
Yeah.
I'm really proud of myself for
you
this.
You should be.
Yeah,
this is
absolutely
this
you
is
should
impressive.
Be.
Because it's not on most of the social media sites, so you gotta really look. Should have been an investigative journalist, honestly.
Yeah, my
email
messages are crazy.
Think
about it.
I can't find this anus. I found the anus!
Found it!
Oh, yes, you're right. Accept her, Alice, on slap up, I
or
guess.
Or up at the top right. The top right. Touch English, and I'll translate it for you.
Oh,
too late
yeah,
now.
Yeah.
Here
oh,
we
my.
Go. There it is. There it is. There's that stripper's anus.
Yep.
There's the bottle. What's all over the table? Is that just scratch marks? Hopefully.
It's hard to know. Oh, it looks more like a...
Looks like they used her anus for more than just ring toss.
Oh, my God. My dear God.
Yeah.
I just love the guy's thumbs up. It's like, we're all in suits.
It's like, I got it. It's special.
Here's the thing. All right. So if some stripper is willing to take, a couple $100 to put a bottle in her anus and let you...
You think it's right in there, huh? I believe it is, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah,
for
it's
sure.
Definitely right in there.
Because he's not holding it. He's kind of just got a hand on her ass.
I thought it was going to be like, she's using her cheeks to hold it.
But
no.
The stupid thing is these guys that then take pictures of it and put it on social media because they're so proud of themselves. They could have had a nice anal ring toss and no one would have got hurt.
I know. They're really, in a lot of these things, I don't know why they allow the phones to be...
A part of it.
Brought in.
Got to reinstate Fight Club rules.
Yeah.
And not only do they have phones, this idiot back here has like an old school 35 millimeter camera.
He wants to make sure he gets the lighting correct,
That's true.
That's going on in the student club.
Looks like they got a quality stripper.
I think
judging
you're
from
right.
Her, judging from her body and the shoes.
Yeah.
She knows what she's doing.
The shoes are distracting me. I'm like, what is... I'll put those shoes. They're crazy.
Those are the biggest platform heels I've ever seen. That's got to be like 6 inches.
Yeah, those are her nut crushers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Of platform
she's
underneath.
She's skilled on heels, obviously.
she can probably do her whole routine on those huge things. So that's why I think it's probably not bad.
Someone said when Jason's kid has career day at school, he can say, "My dad is a butt scientist.
Yeah.
He found the anus."
I'm also the god of dick. So
yeah, that's right. True. That's My dad true. Is the god of dick and a butt scientist.
You hope he never
ever hears the show. Mm. Never, ever.
Mm-mm. Nah, we won't be around by then.
Yeah, right.
I know.
When he's listening, for sure. You're right about that. So they're in some big trouble for this little stunt that they could not help but post on social media.
Good job, Jason.
Thanks.
Good job.
I'm proud of you.
I'm jazzed about it. I'm really excited I found it.
I know you
are. It doesn't mean much to anybody, but for me, it's achievement of the day. No.
This is two back-to-back that he's really nailed. Because he tracked down that person I thought was a porn star who was not.
All day.
4 hours. Yeah. It took him 4 hours.
Four hours.
Really?
I mean, that's his day. That's his day. But, you know, he's still looking at porn, right? It's not like it's...
Yeah, it also could have been solved in like 30 seconds if I just did it the right way.
The right way. Well, yeah. Let's not worry about that.
Yeah. I feel like you didn't do it the right way on purpose. Still looking, guys. Still looking.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Jody West.
Yeah.
Can never forget her.
He's falling into a MILF hole. Can you imagine if that changed the trajectory?
I believe it has.
I've been living in a MILF hole. Oh,
okay.
Learning more and more.
Yeah, we are.
Yep.
Does that surprise you?
That's the title of Jason's autobiography, Living in a MILF Hole.
Yep.
Man, I just got song titles coming left and right.
No, you do. You got to revive that.
We
got to
work on some verses now.
I can't wait for that. I found an anus. Yeah, you know, there's lots of different raps waiting for you just to.
Little Johnny Cash style stripper anus ring toss, you know? That's a good song I can name.
Oh, yeah. The old Ring of Fire.
Good luck with your revived rap career. Moving on. Some other stories to get to here. A 37-year-old landlord in Minnesota named Travis Carlson deliberately set his apartment building on fire. He had enough of the annoying tenants.
Yeah.
He was done. So he set his own building on fire while blasting this song as it happened.
Oh, wow.
That's a deep cut. He went way back.
So
this is one of Lisa's favorites.
So bad.
I know, I'm with you. So he drilled holes in his truck's gas tank, put the gas into cans, and then carried them back and forth up to his apartment. His downstairs tenant heard him smashing glass and breaking things for a while. Then he knocked on the tenant's door and said, "Yeah, the place is on fire." When firefighters arrived, they found the apartment on fire with this song blaring from the unit.
That's a man that's lost his mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The dude could face up to 20 years in prison. And again, they believe because he did not like his tenants is the reason he burnt the place down.
It's roommates
and
stuff.
Himself. He just ruined his own gas tanks.
His mugshot's up at davidchokethefreak.com if you want to see what this idiot looks like.
Oh. Yeah.
What song would you pick if you were
going to burn something down?
Your place down?
I don't know. I mean, I think I'd go with like a WWE theme.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Seth Rollins.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
Yeah. I'd go Rage Against the Machine bomb track.
Burning down the house.
Burning down the house. That's like, that's old school. Yep.
You've just lost your mind, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've gone absolutely insane.
Did you see the other roommate thing? The other roommate
that's
story?
Coming up later.
Okay, good. All right.
That's coming up later.
Just making sure. Making sure you got it.
Yeah.
Because that's a wild
bottom line is roommates are trouble.
It's not the best time to have a roommate when everyone's losing their minds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a landlord, this guy.
Yeah, he was a landlord. But kind of sharing a place with them. He lived there as well. But absolutely nuts. Florida man is facing a battery charge for striking his girlfriend in the face with a steak And the reason cops could back that up is because she still had steak seasoning all over her cheek.
Yeah, you don't wipe it.
You keep that as evidence.
Yeah.
Joshua Dumar, 32 years old, and his 29-year-old girlfriend were arguing in a Pinellas Park residence when the attack occurred. At one point, she said, "You got to go. I'm done." But then she said, "Okay, fine. You can come back in." She was lying on the couch when he picked up a steak that she had seasoned ready to cook and smacked her on the cheek with it, leaving seasoning from the steak on her cheek.
Wonder if it was Montreal.
Steak spice?
Yeah.
Probably if they do it right.
Yeah.
There's this.
Oh, boy, huh?
Douchebags
let him back in.
Right here. Yeah.
She let him back in.
He was arrested for battery, booked into the county jail on a misdemeanor rap. He works as a landscaper. He was released from custody yesterday afternoon on his own recognizance. A judge has ordered him to have no contact with his girlfriend.
He's
could
a catch.
Just had a nice evening, a seasoned steak.
No.
Ruin it.
Like, normally as guys, we screw up. We do something real stupid and, you know, you might get kicked out of a place. When the person then invites you back in, you're like, normally you're like, "I'm sorry I did this stupid thing," you know, and just go from there, have the steak, mm-hmm. have a fine evening.
Not this guy.
Not this guy.
Nope.
Not this guy.
Because he's a douche nozzle.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to pick up a steak and smack someone with it is just...
blasphemous.
I don't even...
blasphemous.
I don't even know how your brain goes there.
I don't either. Normally, when inmates tunnel out, they're looking to escape.
Yeah.
Right? They're done being confined behind bars. They want to enter the world again. Not the case here. In Georgia, an inmate apparently tunneled through a wall so he could stab the guy he hates.
Oh, he went to the next other cell. Place?
He went through the cell to cell, so he could stab the guy.
Oh, wow.
He hated him that much. Jeez. Here's that story now from ABC News. Oh, uh-oh. ABC News. ABC News.
ABC News.
Take it.
ABC News.
Oh.
Take it away.
Oh,
ABC
sorry.
News.
Air 107 BB2.
There you go.
Yeah. ABC News. News. ABC there we go. News. Go, ABC. No, ABC
take
News.
Take the volume off.
The wall was huge enough for at least one inmate to climb through it into the zone or cell block next door to his and stab a fellow inmate there, says interim Fulton County Jail Commander Curtis Clark.
Arena that we are operating now, things of this nature, happened far too often.
Colonel Clark says the stabbing victim received non-life-threatening wounds and has been moved to the jail medical unit, while the suspected attacker faces the likelihood of criminal charges over the incident. And after the stabbing, a shakedown of both the zones involved, which are supposed to be separated by two heavy locking doors, and each containing 18 cells, turned up 7 items of contraband, including at least 5 weapons.
Yikes.
Found shanks were made from parts of the building.
Jail official says this door is supposed to have a lock on it, but an inmate or inmates gained access to this pipe chase in one zone and made this hole, gained access to the shower in the zone next door, and an inmate was able to bypass 2 heavy metal doors that are supposed to separate
look at that place.
Zone
it is
from
disgusting.
This zone oh, of cells next door where the stabbing occurred. Colonel Clark says the hole, through masonry, clearly took time and effort.
An idle mind is the devil's workshop.
This piece of sheet metal right here, somebody's probably going to try to make a shank out of that if it's not fixed, right?
No doubt.
This right here,
they make kiosks.
How does all this happen?
It could be used to make weapons.
Absolutely. And it,
no supervision.
It presents a constant challenge for us to eliminate things like this from access
oh, this
to
guys. Yeah.
These things
dummy.
That tunnel mm-hmm. symptoms of an aging, dangerous jail.
Sheriff Dum Dum.
Absolutely, Mark. This jail has clearly outlived its useful life, and our daily job is to make it as safe as we possibly can, not only for staff, but for the inmates as well.
These kind of issues, you lose sleep about the safety of your people and your inmates.
I sleep like
Mark,
a baby.
I have lost so much sleep since being assigned
to run this
location,
this
facility. It's really it's difficult to talk about.
So that guy does need, seem like he needs a nap. Or something. They got the sleepiest.
Yeah, he's kind of tired.
Yeah. You think somebody will make a shank out of this? Probably.
Almost guarantee they will.
What about this knife just hanging right here on the wall?
Yeah, it's a constant state of trying
Damn,
to clean
there's
up.
Two guns down there!
Yeah, mm-hmm. They'll make those someone, guns.
Is that someone, a grenade?
They'll probably find that.
TNT!
Yeah, we leave that laying out.
That's not a good idea, you guys!
This jail is old.
You gotta crack down on that stuff. There's a hole. How long did it take him to get through?
He's asleep.
Hey!
He's been losing a lot of sleep.
Hey. Hello.
That's how this happens.
What?
You sleep.
Did I drop my gun again?
No, you fell asleep.
Again.
That guy just drilled a hole through the wall and...
Oh, for God's sake.
Number one, how did they not hear
exactly.
that giant hole being drilled? And the person is in the other, like, they're probably screaming, like, someone is trying to break into my area to stab me.
How do they not hear all of that?
I feel like they're up in their little room. They're just playing cards. They can't be bothered. You saw what care. That, this, it was the state of that place is.
Well, I think that was his point. Like, yeah. Right, it needs to be.
Yeah. Time to
shut down and
tear it down.
Yeah.
Guys, like, this is perfect for making a shank.
Yeah, like a news guy showed up and built four shanks.
He's like, well, I'd build a shank out of that. You know, look at this little side panel thing over here. I could make a shank out of that.
Yeah, you could. Needs to be addressed.
You're right.
Definitely. Probably somebody already did.
You know, so like they searched for stuff and they found like a sword, a whole bunch of shanks. You saw the one thing was like a machete. It was a piece of sheet metal that they sharpened. Like, oh man, that's a bad spot.
Oh, it's really bad.
It's a bad spot.
He's not the guy.
Well, I feel like he never had the plan to run a jail. Like, that wasn't in the cards for him. He was just happy probably being like a guard. And then all of a sudden, like, everyone else quit. They keep quitting. Because he even says, like, I've lost all the sleep from the time they made me take over this place.
Okay, so how long did that guy have access to that room to make a hole that big, though? Like, it must have been days and days.
Days,
yeah.
That he was able to get in there.
And no one looked at the door that has the lock busted out of it?
But no one realized he wasn't in his cell or where he was supposed to be? This is mainly human error.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, I believe there is a very large lack of caring.
That place is awful.
What's going on right behind him? Is that the shower?
Yeah, that's
with
the shower.
With just water pouring out of it?
Yeah, they don't worry about that.
Because that's where he broke into, right? From that room, he broke into the shower.
I see.
That's normally, you know, maybe he was stabbing him in a different
this place
way.
Is disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's a jail, but still.
Oh, man, it's just so.
Look at that.
Yeah, it's so gross.
How dirty it is where the phones were. Did you see that?
Yep.
Look at them walls.
And, like, my whole thing is, like, I understand it. People do some terrible things and they end up in jail, but it's like jails like this that make the inmates go nuts and then they attack the guards and stuff like that. So.
Look at all those payphones.
Help anything.
Oh, yeah. Look at this.
Absolutely insane.
Oh.
Have you had to deal with a creepy neighbor? That's what one guy is asking because he suspects his neighbor of drilling holes in the wooden fence that goes between their two properties.
Yeah.
So his creepy neighbor can get an eyeful of his wife while she's sunbathing. The older
isn't
guy
that,
has drilled
Isn't
holes.
That really obvious, though? Like, when you see eyeballs and stuff?
But he's not doing anything wrong, fence. Right?
Are you not?
Yeah, you're not.
Whose fence is it?
It's whoever, shared.
But whoever, who paid for it, that's whose fence it is.
Well, even if you both paid for it, I feel like you shouldn't be able to just drill holes.
My grandma has a privacy fence, and she paid for it, so it's hers.
Yeah.
But if a community built it, it's equally owned, right? And I don't think you're doing anything wrong if you're looking through a fence.
Well, a lot of times, like, you might decide to build a fence, and if you have established neighbors, you might go to them and say, hey, do you guys both want to build?
You know.
You can see right through sometimes in those fences between the cracks.
Yeah.
So they live in a new build community. They've got a pool on their property. One day he noticed a 2-inch hole that had been drilled in the fence, and the perfect roundness of the hole made it seem pretty clear what it was for. The man's wife says she thought she noticed someone looking at her through the hole while she was by the pool in her swimsuit.
Creepy.
To cover the hole, this guy put up some boards on what was once their clean side of the fence to cover it up. Sure enough, a few days later, a new hole appears in the fence.
Hmm. I think we know what's happening here.
Covered up again, you guessed it, another hole drilled in the fence.
Those damn carpenter bees.
It's definitely not.
Is it a perfect hole?
Yes.
It made perfectly circle your holes.
He went to the neighbor and confronted him. He said the neighbor got defensive and said he's bird watching. He added that you've got no expectation of privacy in your own backyard and you can't control what I do on my property. The guy called police. They've got to take the perv side. There is nothing they can do. It's a civil matter. They can't, unless he does something threatening.
I would just wait with raid.
Just get him in the eye.
As soon as I see the eye. I thought you were a carpenter bee.
You're the one that's going to get charged.
I was only spraying carpenter bees.
Hey, he can't control what he's doing on his side of the fence.
Yeah.
Isn't he wrong for drilling the actual holes, though?
Yeah.
Like, you could get video of him drilling the holes, and then that's criminal activity.
Well, I mean, I guess.
You should be able to hear that.
It could be his fence, right? We don't know. We know there's a privacy fence, but he might be the one that put it up so that you can't see his perviness.
Well, and you maybe put another privacy fence up around it that's yours.
But then he'll drill through that.
Yeah. I mean, it's really...
And then you just...
He's a real creep.
Just put up a bunch of cardboard cutouts of nude men. He doesn't want to see that.
It's true. Well, maybe.
Maybe he does. You never know.
No. Well, you can look at that and put him in front of whatever his wife's sunbathing.
Have you had to deal with a creepy neighbor? If you have, tell us what happened. 1-855-954-6969. That's the number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can also text us at 469-69.
Some arborvitaes up.
Yeah. That's always the best move.
If I ever had an issue like this, I would, like, Lisa should start this business. Creepy neighbor, here we go. Like, she'd have everything prepared from motion-activated sprinklers to climbing vines to, you know, lead curtains. She'd it's have like, it all.
No one will ever see in here. let's start planting grapevines. We'll put them all across the top. It'll be like you have a roof. I'm serious, man.
Like, some people said spray. Like kind of like your suggestion, but spray pepper spray around the hole, and the next time he puts his eye up to it. Right? So then you say, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. It's just so weird to have to deal with someone who's doing that type of thing.
It's crazy. It's like a perv that stood his ground.
Yeah. Embarrassed or ashamed.
Some perverts aren't embarrassed. That's the scary thing.
What did he say? He also admitted to bird watching?
Don't you do that?
No.
Didn't you?
Yes, as a child.
Okay.
To get a badge in Boy Scouts.
Someone said the guy should walk around naked in his backyard. Let him peep at that. Again, you never know what perverts are into.
You never know.
Someone said, not creepy, but my neighbor runs around his backyard naked. He's got a privacy fence, though.
Quit looking over the fence, then.
It's so weird, though. Like,
God.
You can just run around nude.
It's quite freeing. It feels amazing.
You can if you have a reasonable expectation of privacy. So, but someone looking from their bedroom window
down into your
backyard?
That's a situation, too, where, you know, my grandma has that pool, and we always often think, because there's one house where they've got you can look down.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you can't do anything about that.
No, I don't think so.
Your grandma has an issue. Lisa, you call me. I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
She's lived there forever, and there's never been anything weird. But
that was our neighbor. They could look right into our pool. But, I mean, it took a couple of years, but we had planted a line of trees, right? And now they're so tall.
See, that's smart.
Yeah,
she never did that.
Well, and honestly, so, like, my neighbor built a pool, and then
when they built a pool, I put up the trees on my side. Because I don't want, I don't need to see party times and all that. Like, let's keep your stuff private.
My sister-in-law's neighbor behind her, a nudist and a pervert, he figured out her schedule and he'd stand in his window every morning drinking his coffee, bouncing his ball sack while she prepared breakfast.
See, like, I feel like you could go to jail for that. You can't bounce your ball sack at somebody. I don't think so.
Again, it's a reasonable expectation of privacy. It all depends on what.
Yeah, but
if
I think
you're in your own house,
but if you have like
window,
if you have curtains open and stuff, and you're presenting yourself like a peacock and bouncing,
I don't believe I've ever bounced my balls at anyone.
I haven't.
We should try it. Really sends a message.
It does.
Oh, that's nuts. I just don't know what I do. I mean, I'd laugh at first, but then I'd get mad, I think.
Oh, I think you'd
especially
be,
if it was, something like my wife. He was doing it at my wife.
You'd be red hot.
Boyfriend and I used to live in his dad's rental house. One of his own employees happened to live around the corner from our house. I would walk in her backyard, into the carport, looking through the windows. He'd be mostly naked, or we'd be mostly naked as we do in our privacy. More than one occasion, I caught him walking around. We confronted him, and he got defensive. We ended up telling him that he'd be fired if he ever came around again.
They're also mostly naked all the time. So it's just,
ooh, this is awkward. My best friend and I, she said, built houses next to each other. Years later, I caught her husband peeking in my bathroom window.
Oh, boy.
Confronted my best friend about it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's pretty bad.
You just don't have to. I just don't know why people are
peeping. He admitted it had been going on for years.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Why? What's wrong with you, pervert?
Oh, well,
there's
guess.
A lot wrong.
Yeah, you might as well just own up to it at that point.
What do you do?
Well,
like if he doesn't move, you've got to move, right?
Yeah.
And can your marriage, will their marriage make it through that? How would you feel if your partner was peeping on someone for years?
I don't.
Your best friend at that.
Yeah. Just a crazy scenario.
At my old house, my bedroom window was on the neighbor's side. He would always water his grass at night, conveniently, when I was getting ready for bed. When my husband went outside to make sure he couldn't see anything, turns out you could. You could see through the blind into a mirror that reflected off another mirror. So he'd always be watching me changing, or probably some nights having sex, too.
God, that's so pervy, though.
Yeah. So just water in the lawn, babe.
Yeah.
Water in the lawn at like 9 at night.
Yeah.
Come on. So what about you? What's your creepy neighbor story? If you have one, 1-855-954-6969. Tim's with us. Hey, Tim.
How's it going?
Good, man. What's the story?
Support command.
Support command.
So my babysitter from when I was like 4 years old in the 2000s, she used to love nude bathing, sunbathing. And so she had a neighbor that would get out the binoculars and watch her. And at first she thought it was okay. She was flattered. And then the guy started taking care of himself in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
That's more than flattering.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this lady, she started babysitter fantasies back in the day.
Oh.
And so we ended up, her husband, my dad, and myself, we put up a 16-foot double lattice privacy screen in the back. Had it up for years until the city found it. They made her take it down.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. Yeah, I know my mom wouldn't have stood for my babysitter to sunbathe in the back.
No, your mom did it right.
Yeah,
she hired a
really 85-year-old woman with no teeth who was a chain smoker.
Charlie! Charlie! lived next to a bearded lady.
Pretty cool.
She'd try and look in my window often and would stand in front of her window naked often. Let's just say she was bearded elsewhere as well.
Weird. You can imagine. If you have...
I can't imagine being peeped on by a bearded lady.
I don't.
stroking her beard, looking
yeah,
at her.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like the idea of it.
Come on now. Melissa's with us. Hi, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're good. Have you had to deal with a creepy neighbor?
Yes. Okay, so a couple years after we moved into our new house, I noticed this car with all black tinted windows kept really slowly, like 5 miles an hour, coming by our house. And we live like on a dead end street, so we don't get traffic. This guy kept coming by, and then he would literally stop in front of our house and sit like directly in line with our front room window. And this happened. I literally had to get a security camera installed, start taking notes and like keeping photos and videos. He came by 30 times in 26 days. And I had to call the police every single time so I could finally get a restraining order to keep him off our street.
Yeah, that's crazy because he must have seen something one day, right?
Right.
Like he must have seen something and said, well, I'm going to go back in case I see it again.
Yeah, there's some people and there's some crazy setups where you can see silhouettes, right?
Yeah.
I realized that was happening in our house after we moved in that, you know, one night I took, and this was, we had lived there for a couple of years.
Uh-huh.
I took Jameson for a walk down the path by our house at night, and I'm in bed so early, I'm never out
right
after dark. And I was walking back, and I saw the silhouette of Amber changing in, like...
Oh, so just, like, the shadow, though, right against, like, the window.
But I was like, hey, that's not...
It's right not best. It's not the
so
best.
So we had to get new blinds yeah put in.
Those darkening ones.
Yes.
Yep. Thick.
These were kind of darkening, but still, like, it kind
light
of blocked the outside light, but it didn't. It let you see everything that was going on
yeah
inside.
That's wild.
It was like a pervert's dream.
Yeah.
Joy is with us next. So, Joy, tell us about your creepy neighbor experience.
Hi. We live next to this crazy old lady that she's, like, ex-Navy. Cops have been to her house probably hundreds of times in the last, like, 6 years for mental issues.
Mm.
And, I always try to be nice to her because I don't know, like, what type of weapons are in the house. Being ex-Navy, I don't know what she's got. So she came outside. She'd always peer through her window and watch me and my daughter in the front yard. Well, super creepy, but she's on her. I can't say anything. But she knew my daughter's and our birthdays. I've never told her what our birthdays were, and she knew. My daughter's only 5. She knew exactly what her birthday was, what my birthday was. And then our next door neighbor, she asked to use their son's social security number for a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That she already knew the social for.
She has.
So is she checking your mail? What's
wow
she doing?
There's something weird there.
I have no idea, but they called the cops. I didn't know this till a couple years after it happened. She already had it and was like, can I just use it to get some credit cards? And they were like creeped out, so they call the cops. But she can't even walk down her front porch. That's what's weird. I don't think it's the mail. It's got to be a different scenario because she knows all of our infos with...
She's listening in on your phone calls.
Oh, I
maybe
never...
if you got cordless phones back in the day, some people
wow
could get the frequency and listen in.
I mean, if you had a baby and you had one of those monitors.
Yeah.
Because people can listen into those at any
yeah
time.
Possibly that.
This guy said, had a creepy neighbor, watched my wife sunbathing. Next time he looked out, he caught me. 250-pound hairy guy in a special banana hammock I ordered from Amazon. Looking right back at him, I just winked. Haven't caught him since.
Oh.
Get the old banana hammock
revenge.
Yeah,
it's a bold move, but.
Another one said, my creepy neighbor would sit in his motorhome in the driveway with it not running in the middle of summer. Imagine that heat.
Mm-hmm.
And then he would just watch me watering my flowers while I was pregnant.
Oh, God.
So creepy.
Probably into yeah pregnant women.
Pregnant women.
You know what he's doing in there.
Oh, my God. If the trailers are rocking.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had a neighbor that would chop wood naked.
Seems dangerous.
It's a very manly.
My God, it's really risky. A lot of splinters.
Yeah.
Must not be hung.
We didn't have a privacy fence. Then suddenly one day, one went up. Well, yeah, you can't see a nude wood chopper.
Yeah.
No. See a nude
Mom, wood? Mr. Johnson's out cutting wood again. That's not the only wood I see.
Stop looking.
Someone said my sister and a bunch of her hot friends would hang out in my yard by the pool all day. Our neighbor's dog always seemed to get out come over when they were out there. Found out later the guy was throwing dog treats over the tree line so the dog would run after them. He would always come in after the dog and apologize until we put a fence up. Oh, sorry, Fluffy.
Yeah.
Fluffy. Jesus. Oh, hi, hi, girls. Hi.
Jesus.
How's everything?
I gotta write some of this stuff
Don't
down.
Get any ideas.
No, I mean to kill people.
Yeah, sure.
If it happens. Oh, he's in Hershey out on birth control. It's gonna be, this is going to be a real problem.
You have to throw a whole pizza for Hershey to go after it.
Oh, wow. That's true.
Laura is from Worcester, Mass. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Had to deal with a creepy neighbor?
Yeah, I had a neighbor. We've since moved, but he lived all by himself. He was retired at like age 40, and he had a dog. And he would walk all day long the whole neighborhood with his dog and come up to everybody and talk to them. And sometimes he would go into people's houses to, like, say hi to their dog with his dog. And he also knew all of the dog's birthdays in the neighborhood. And he would send them cards, like birthday cards for the dogs on the birthday.
I don't even know my dog's birthdays.
Oh, my God. That is weird.
How did he find that out? He asked, when's your dog's birthday?
He's a dog stalker.
Yeah. That's insane.
Yes. And he also would go in really short shorts. Like, that was his calling card.
I understand that.
Jesus. But these neighbors just were like, come on in.
Yeah. Sure.
With your short shorts.
Like
everybody
was really weirded out by him, but nobody could say anything because the place where he retired from, it was very suspect what he was doing. So.
Oh, wow.
Another game where anyone wants to touch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You just, sometimes you don't mess with somebody, you know?
What does that mean?
I don't know, but it could mean bad stuff.
She couldn't say it.
Let's just say maybe I had a business that I...
Because he retired at 40.
Yeah, I don't need to work anymore. Mm.
And I'm going to be a
dog
stalker?
But he's obsessed with dogs. I mean, I get the obsessed with dogs part, but... Not like that. I wouldn't go in people's houses and ask what their dog's birthdays are.
And then go home and mark it on a calendar so I remember forever.
I mean, I have my limits. They're cute.
Right.
But
I got a full day of walking around in short shorts. Just telling all the dogs in the neighborhood happy birthday.
That's your
How do you stay
plan?
In shape?
That's your retirement plan, huh?
Yep. Short walks. And...
You ever think of getting your own dog?
He has his own dog.
Yeah, he walks his dog all day long, and he just brings his dog into.
Yep. Yep.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh God, get out of here!
I got my dog.
Oh, God, it's Sammy Short Shorts again.
Yeah. Hey, dude, you know we're kind of busy right now.
Where's your dog?
No, you can't see him. He's busy too.
Where's Jameson? Birthday?
No, Jameson's busy.
Birthday May 4th.
Everyone was afraid of him.
Well, with his
short shorts
and his
dog?
A man in short shorts that sends your dog a card?
Because of what he did for a living.
You never know.
I am so intrigued. I want to know more.
Is that the guy from Barry?
Yeah.
Oh,
someone said, we live in a very rural part of Naples, Florida, and one of our neighbors on our street has offered not one, but two of the wives on the street thousands of dollars to sleep with him.
Wow.
Another one admits he's the pervert. He says, I live in a condo that has a balcony off my bedroom with a sliding glass door. Constantly walk around naked with the blinds wide open. I've seen multiple neighbors see me, but no one has brought it up yet. Truly nothing sexual about it. I just like walking around naked. And I like to leave the door open so my cat goes in and out from the balcony.
You don't think he likes when they see him?
Of course
you're
lying.
You're admitting. You love it when people see you.
You're not admitting to yourself that you like it.
Yeah.
You obviously like it.
Yeah. I'd be mortified to realize someone saw me.
You look at nudity a different way.
In a quick jaunt, just from the overall thing, not even like the size of anything, just no one really needs to see this body. If you're not somehow attracted to me, God, what a nightmare it would be for anyone.
Devin, what's your creepy neighbor story?
Prepare to peg. So I was a kid at the time, and we had a neighbor. He used to stand out in his front lawn and watch all of us kids play in, like, these short shorts. And then one day, we're over and they're, we're out playing, and then we're told to go inside. Bunch of cops go blowing by, a couple of ambulances. Turned out the dude killed his entire family.
Jesus on earth.
What?
Whoa.
And, like, the area was not a bad area either.
Wow.
Never trust a man in short shorts. I've always said it.
That's what we learned.
I said that when I met Chuck. I've said that through my whole life.
Exactly.
You said that when you met Chuck.
I did.
You've only been working with him forever.
I mean, I still don't trust him.
He doesn't trust me.
Never trust him.
He doesn't mind working with me.
But I will never work with them if you like. Never trust them.
Yeah.
Someone said, bad neighbor, very loud, would smash against walls playing video games. And then he'd, when you threatened him, would be super creepy, stare you down.
That's so weird. I don't know.
You got a
problem
with the music?
Yeah.
Problem with
don't
it?
Stare at me.
Another one, a single female. My neighbor used to wear an 80s style mesh see-through football jersey.
Wait a second. Stuff just got cool.
And nothing else.
Oh, wow.
Not as cool. He would stand Superman style in his porch and offer to show me his collections.
Wonder what he was collecting.
No, knives.
Take a look at him.
Knives are one of them.
Oh, wow. Oh,
we got some cool knives.
You can't
your pantsless mesh-topped neighbor.
That's how you die, right?
Yeah.
Like the pantsless mesh-top guy says, knives. Come look at my knives.
Look at my collections.
Yeah. I mean, multiple people skinned.
That is how you die. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Coming up, white trash alert. What made a guy in Louisville shoot his neighbor? Let's find out.
White trash alert.
If you're gonna eat the last Hot Pocket, you better make sure everyone is cool with it first.
Yeah.
Because for trashy people, Hot Pocket rage is real.
You're damn right.
A 64-year-old guy in Kentucky named Clifton Williams freaked out on his roommate the other day after noticing he had eaten the last Hot Pocket.
The last Hot Pocket. You son of a bitch.
Clifton
I was hungry.
Was furious.
Must have been ham and cheese.
You know those was the pizza ones.
You're damn right I was a pizza one.
They're all garbage, but whatever. Apparently, he threw tiles at the roommate. Is that a euphemism, or does that actually mean, like, tiles?
I think he had floor tiles.
Tiles in quotation mark. It's like, to throw tiles, is that like or just really it is?
I mean, look it up, maybe.
I ripped them up off of his trailer park bathroom floors. They're awesome.
Threw tiles.
No, I mean, like...
I think he actually threw
tiles. I think he actually picked up
tiles
and threw them.
Okay. Which the guy tried to get away.
Yeah.
Because this guy was throwing tiles, apparently.
Yeah. Because it'll kill you.
That's when Clifton got his gun.
Ah.
And he shot the guy square in the ass.
Yep. Not bad.
Again, this is Kentucky. Just a reminder. The roommate somehow still managed to run off. He got help. He was hospitalized. He'll be okay, but being shot over a Hot Pocket, still a pain in the ass.
I feel like
Clifton,
a lot of Hot Pocket shootings in Kentucky.
Oh, probably the number one state, you think, for Hot Pocket shootings?
Yeah, probably.
Kentucky?
I wonder if he did, like, which would be the mortal sin, is leave the box.
Oh, yeah, just to taunt him?
You know,
leave the empty box
in, like what my kids would do. And then when you reach in there thinking there's going to be some deliciousness.
Why is this box so light?
Yeah.
Boom. And then you shoot them in the ass.
It's time to shoot somebody.
Clifton, of course, was arrested for assault. He's facing a slew of charges. If you want to see this 64-year-old guy's mugshot, go to DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com and check him out.
Whoa. He's kind of happy about it.
Yeah, I shot him in the ass. He stole a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
You know. This is Kentucky.
Yeah, they totally know. They're
they're like,
hey, Stan,
sorry, we get it, but we have to arrest you.
Yeah, we get it.
That's just how it works. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Dave and Chuck the Freak is the only show on radio giving listeners the sex advice their parents never could.
Don't waste your sex years.
Your sex years! My God!
You only get one round of sex years.
Oh, my God.
You heard them. Get out there and bang. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
We'll take a break when we come back in a moment. How did a Florida man lose two toes? What deadly stunt did a Chinese live streamer pull? And is the newest scam you have to look out for kids selling candy?
Oh, God.
They'll get you.
They will.
I'll tell you why when we come back after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
This 88-year-old woman was gardening in this senior community, slipped into a pond, and the gator got her. Here's the story.
There are about 200 lagoons and ponds back here, and that the assumption should be 200. There are alligators in most of those. Several residents I caught up with earlier said they're very aware and always have an eye out.
They're very fast, anywhere from 15 to 30 miles an hour, and they can climb.
They're experts.
You know, yeah. Only those two old guys we're talking about, I mean, they chase you up trees and...
Yeah.
They're telling all the tales.
They fly.
What?
I'm sorry.
They fly.
You've seen a gator fly before.
Of course.
What do you do to protect yourself?
Stay inside, dummy.
You don't even go out at all.
I don't. I haven't gone outside in years. Only to golf.
Well, you're golfing then, right near lagoons and ponds.
Exactly. The whole time ready for a flying gator to come at.
They run 50 miles an hour.
55 miles an hour.
55 miles an hour. That seems too fast.
Right uphill. I saw one climb a ladder.
The drugs are you on, old man?
They'll climb a ladder, Dave.
Will not.
Look it up.
Gator facts from old men.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
And Chuck the Freak.
As we continue on Dave and Chuck the Freak, coming up, how did a Florida man lose two toes? Is the newest scam you have to look out for kids selling candy? Those little bastards.
I never trusted them.
But first, we'll get started right here.
Now, no, it's wrong. Time to play.
Oh, you've done it.
What's up? Is this butt?
Now what?
Now we have to play.
Now what?
There we go.
Boo. There we go. It's tough.
What's up with this Asian?
What's up with the Asians?
Yeah.
A Chinese live streamer's quest for fame and glory ended up killing him.
Oh, wow. All the way dead.
So the version, which is crazy because TikTok is a Chinese app, but they don't use it there because they're too worried about it stealing all their info.
Yeah.
So they use their own version called Douyin.
Yes.
Anyway, that's where user brother 3000.
Pretty cool
was
name.
Streaming. That's his name.
Brother 3000.
Yeah.
At least 7 bottles of Baijiu spirits he drank during a live stream.
Okay.
This Baijiu is a liquor that can run between 35% and 60% alcohol by volume.
Man, so they don't even know. It just it could be anywhere in there. Yikes.
12 hours after his live stream, he was found dead.
You can't drink that much.
No. Baijiu.
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 7 bottles of liquor. That's
yeah.
That will kill you.
I mean, even if you puked, it's probably too late, huh?
I think so. As a result now, there are calls for stronger regulations on China's booming live streaming industry that have been widely discussed. We still don't know how many hits this guy's live stream actually received, so it's hard to say if it was a success or not.
I mean, he went viral.
Well, now he has.
Yeah.
For dying.
Video. I can't remember if it was in here or not, but it was like this guy, and he drank a full bottle of tequila. Like a full bottle of it.
Yeah.
And immediately fell down and was pretty much like on the verge of death.
Yeah.
Jeez. So that's how
throw
fast.
Up quick, I
yeah,
think.
That's how fast it can happen.
So what he had done, he'd participated in 4 one-on-one battles where influencers compete with each other to earn the most amount of gifts from fans in a short window of time. He lost the rounds, which means he had to drink a full bottle of Baijiu as punishment.
Do you feel bad as the people that beat him? Because you killed him?
Nope.
Yeah.
I got all those gifts from the viewers.
True.
This guy's name is Wang. He ended his live streaming after midnight. He was found dead the following afternoon. When his family found him, he was already gone. They didn't get a chance to save him.
Very stupid way to go.
Super duper stupid. I mean, he's already been banned from this app before for drinking, but he circumvented it by opening new accounts. His most recent account had 44,000 followers.
Yeah, I mean, so he was going to die. This was going to be his thing. There was no real stopping him. Like, it seems like his account was known for him drinking a ton.
Yes. He is just the latest Chinese live streamer whose death has been linked to their online work. A guy named Yu Hailong became popular for eating excessive amounts of food on the same app. He died after long hours of high-intensity work, according to his agent.
Hmm.
And then another live streamer known for drinking booze and cooking oil on camera also died shortly after an online broadcast.
How much cooking oil can you drink?
God.
Probably none. You should.
Oh, you're
probably
right.
You shouldn't drink any.
Oh,
gosh. The way some people get famous is...
Well, right. They're trying so hard, you know.
For the gram or for the Duyan or whatever it is that they're on, right? That's it. That's why they're killing themselves.
Yep.
Insanity. So we've been following the story about the dude in Southwest Florida who unfortunately went to take a piss out from behind a bar, fell into a little lake or pond, and got his arm bitten off.
Yes.
By a gator. He spoke to the news. This has gone viral now. It's all over the country. He was way more upbeat than you ever would expect.
Well,
we go from that guy in his arm to another Southwest Florida man who's had a problem. He had to have 2 toes amputated after getting a bite from a venomous spider.
Oh, God.
You don't want that.
No, you don't.
Just a heads up on that one there.
Well, they were probably all dead, right? Like, all just gangrenous and smelly, and went chop, chop.
You're going to get
to see. Brown recluse?
Oh.
You're going to get to see here as we get to this story from NBC2. Let's take a listen.
Boy.
Yeah.
They bit me on the top of the toes. Right there, you could see the bite.
A Fort Myers man just lost 2 toes all because of a spider bite. Doctors say a venomous recluse spider bit Hamilton Diaz not once or twice, but 5 times. Thanks for watching NBC2. I'm Peter Bush.
And I'm Kyla Gaylor. The bites were so bad, doctors were left with no choice but to amputate. Only NBC2's Gage Golding is talking with Diaz from his hospital bed about how in the world this happened.
No blood's going. These 2 need to be amputated.
That's what doctors told Hamilton Diaz when he came to the hospital in Clearwater last week.
These
photos before the surgery are so gruesome,
you
have to blur them out.
Yeah.
But Hamilton describes what his middle and fourth toes looked like.
This was all blistered, all completely around, and it turned gray, and it looked like a raisin. I sent you pictures of my foot. You know, I was mummified.
Mummified. His toes entirely black and dead. It's what led to surgeons amputating them on Monday. All of this over a tiny bite from a pint-sized spider.
They bit me on the top of the toes. Right there, you could see the bite.
This isn't just any kind of spider, but rather the venomous brown recluse. And you typically don't find those right here in Southwest Florida. Rather, Hamilton managed to find a way to pick one up.
Yeah, I drive an 18-wheeler, and I go all 48 states.
That's likely how the spider weaseled its way into his truck. It's there where one just like this began tormenting him back in December.
How many times total you think you got bit by the spider?
Probably about 4 or 5 times.
And you've been playing a game of almost cat and mouse with the spider for months.
But I was also told that maybe that a spider laid eggs.
As he battled bites on his feet and hands from what could be an entire family of insects, the months kept passing and his condition kept getting worse, leading to gangrene.
That is a very severe case. They have what's called hematoxin, which can cause necrosis or decay of tissue.
Even though it's likely not enough to kill you, it can cause catastrophic damage.
Showing it.
Doesn't matter what type of spider it is.
Jesus, look at those toes.
Listen. Hamilton still has another surgery before he's in the clear, but that won't dampen his mood
anymore.
And certainly not his humor.
So you know how you have lactose intolerant? I'm going to be lactose intolerant.
I'm reporting local tonight in Fort Mine. Skate Golding, NBC2.
It bit me on the...
I think your partner, who used to be in the feed, is now lacto.
Lacto.
I basically mummified it.
Yeah, he did mummify it.
They say those things wait in your shoes.
They will wait.
They wait?
Real doodly boop of a thing.
Doodly
boop!
It is.
God, his feet were doodly booped.
You know what? I think,
does he drive with flip-flops? Like, how does a trucker...
Well, if they're waiting in his shoes. You saw his feet, though.
Oh, God. So
I mean, I think his feet, even before being bit, I think if you saw a photo of his feet, I think they would still have the darkness. Mm-hmm.
Did you see between the toes?
That's the darkness I'm talking about.
Like, honestly.
It's bad.
Wash your damn feet.
Yeah, because the photos that he sent really highlighted what I believe is just a buildup of filth.
Ugh. Honestly, I would have thought it was an elephant's foot if I had just seen it out of context.
Oh, it looks pretty accurate. Yeah.
Oh, the foot of that poor elephant. Oh, no, that is a man's foot.
Yeah.
Wonder how Gage Golding gets a hold of these amazing news tips.
Look between those toes.
No, I don't want to
see that. This is what I'm saying. So, like, I think that was there.
I've seen a cleaner butthole than those toes.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Most.
Yeah,
most. Don't say most. We've heard about
most.
I know. Fecal activity in pools, so it's not most.
I know.
God. And obviously does not, I mean, hygiene doesn't appear to be a huge concern.
No,
for him.
No, no.
He had about 2 teeth on the lower level.
He did. He was like a vampire. I thought for sure 100% he was homeless.
No. Nope.
I thought he was a homeless vampire.
Truck.
I think he just lives out of his truck.
Yeah.
He's got one of those cabs.
Also, I'm not going to be bit by a spider like 500 times in a month, like without doing something.
Right.
Like,
well, that's the problem, right? That's
how he lost his toes. Bomb.
Yeah. Because he didn't do anything about it. That's how he lost his toes.
Yeah.
If he probably had been proactive and actually went to a doctor or a hospital, they would have done something for him.
Yeah.
All right. We're always warning you about the latest scams. Now, a scam involves kids and their damn candy.
So good.
Two teens selling candy and asking for donations through Venmo or Zelle are accused of draining a victim's bank account.
Ooh, that's scary.
Don't ever give kids access to your accounts. Here's that story now from ABC7.
I mean, it's really sad. And it's really disheartening.
The newest swindle, which cost this savvy 20-something $1,800, was all caught on surveillance cam.
I couldn't understand what had happened.
Alejandra's here at the bottom of the screen, sipping her tea at a Soho cafe. Watches two young teens enter and beeline right for their target.
They're selling candy, and you could either buy candy or just donate.
She didn't have cash or want the candy, but the kids said they take a donation via Venmo or Zelle.
So I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, sure, I can donate a little bit through Zelle. And then I asked what their phone number was, because I don't know them, to send them the money.
That's when the sour scam started. The candy kids slyly asked for Alejandra's cell phone.
They told me that they could enter the phone number themselves.
Yeah.
So I give them the phone.
When you handed them your phone, was your Zelle app open?
for them to put, yeah, to put my phone number. There was no sign that anything had been done.
She entered in $5 and sent it on her Zelle app from her Bank of America checking account.
Oh. And then later I go to the grocery store and I realize that all my money is gone.
$1,800 in her checking account, gone. The two back-to-back transactions went to a young woman that she tracked down in Jersey City. That person's father told 7 on Your Side his daughter's a victim, too, used as a middleman to receive the Zelle and forward it to someone else. Alejandra filed a police report and tried to get a refund through her bank.
So how long after the incident happened did you report it to the Bank of America?
Like hours.
Alejandra feels she should get her money back since she has video proof of getting scammed. But Zelle and most banks, including BOA, does not offer protection if customers somehow enable or authorize payment. After we got involved, Alejandra was told BOA reopened her case and will complete the investigation within 3 weeks. The big takeaway, don't hand your phone over to people that you don't know. And don't send money to strangers. Also, never respond to texts, emails, or calls asking you to verify transactions or maybe share codes. Always just hang up, delete, block, and contact your bank directly, which is the number on your card. Sade, we're used to handing our phones over.
No, we're not. Mm-mm. I would never hand my phone
to anyone.
No. Oh, my God.
And when you use Zelle, it says right on there, like, you're not getting your money back if you send it to the wrong spot.
No. Yeah. No, man.
It's really hard to feel sorry for people that are idiots.
Yeah, like, I don't. Like, I thought for sure this is going to be a senior.
Right.
That some kids went to the door.
Young
I mean, 20-something, though. Like, get your life together.
But you know that. I mean, it's so obvious.
You grew up in the age of technology. For goodness sakes. I can understand you doing it to my parents and them thinking, oh, this is maybe one thing. But I also think that the Bank of America was like, yep, in 3 weeks you'll find out that you're not getting your money back.
Ding, ding, ding.
Another scam we're hearing more and more about is people that buy a vehicle and then realize, oh, it's actually been stolen, and you're out of luck.
Yep.
Just happened to a woman in Vegas, and then a Dodge Ram she bought off a private seller turned out to be stolen. Here's that story now from CBS 8.
So everything seemed okay. The title, VIN number matched the vehicle.
Diana Nagibi went on OfferUp. She found a 2007 Dodge Ram 1500 that would help her get to work.
He had me meet up in a lot with vehicles.
She gave him $7,600 for the truck.
That's when she took it here to the DMV and found out that new vehicle she just bought was stolen.
She filed a police report with North Las Vegas Police Department, and they impounded and recovered the vehicle and sent it back to Knight County. At that point, she's out the vehicle. Because she didn't purchase it from a licensed dealer.
She's also out the money she gave him. These kind of scams are becoming frequent, according to the DMV. As many as 2 stolen vehicles are discovered at their VIN inspection stations every week. J.D. Decker with the DMV says to avoid a scam like this, never buy a vehicle off a social media website. Always buy from a licensed dealer and make sure the title matches. Also, look out for these red flags.
Someone's trying to induce you into paying cash for a vehicle by making the price very attractive. It's likely that that person is trying to sell it quick for a reason that you're not aware of.
And now that lot where she bought the vehicle is empty. She has a message for the person that cheated her.
There's better ways to make money than to scam people.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah, they're not going to take that.
They got their money and they ran.
She really told them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sucks to be out $7,000.
Oh, it's so much money to lose.
And I'm sure that's all she had to her name to buy that vehicle, right?
But
it's crappy for her. Totally
but we have to, you do have to realize you shouldn't be buying something on Craigslist. You shouldn't be buying something on OfferUp.
I've honestly never heard of OfferUp. Is it a legitimate site that you can generally trust?
Well, I think what it is it probably just facilitates you to then do a transaction on your own.
But it's not like a site like, say, eBay, where I buy something and it turns out it's junk, they'll back it up.
Correct. That's what I feel like they're not going to do.
I think it's essentially like a Craigslist. Like, here's what I'm selling in your area. And then you guys connect and message.
You guys, that's on you. We have nothing to do with it after this.
Yeah.
Like, there's tons of vehicles on here when I just opened it up.
Wow, only $1,000 for that one. I wonder if that's a scam.
Yeah, that's got to be a scam, right?
It looks like an old cop car.
Yeah, but, dude, I mean,
2018?
It was a former cop car.
So it probably has, like,
for a grand, it's 2018.
Yeah, I don't know.
How much oh, look at that chair. What is under that chair?
Cop juice.
No, that what is under that chair?
I don't know, rust. Looks like it was in a flood.
Has it been shot at?
I don't know.
Steve's trying to get the picture bigger and it just gets smaller.
Yeah, it just gets smaller. That's what my computer does. When you hit bigger, it goes smaller.
Yep.
And on the outside, tiny. It looks okay, but what?
How many miles?
I'm guessing
it should be more than $1,000, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks like it's sold by a verified person, though.
Oh, you know what this is? I've seen these now on several sites. This is just like a get you to click.
Yeah, the $1,000. Kind of,
that's just
probably
like
a down payment.
That's probably not even there. Don't even have that. It says 0 miles. And then when you, it goes, you know, hey, we'll get you approved. Message me, you know.
Oh, yeah. Just to get your eyeballs
just
on
to
their,
get your eyeballs on their company or their business.
Yeah.
And they don't really have that car for $1,000.
Right.
And you know what I'm not ever doing? Clicking your business bills.
Yeah, no.
You misleading mother effers.
Yep.
Get them, Dave.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. I mean, we've seen actual people buy cars, though, from a lot.
Right.
And someone has changed the VIN number or replaced a certain thing, and then you all of a sudden realize, oh, man, this car is actually stolen. And what sucks about it is they just take the car away. Like, it's not like you get to keep a car out of the deal. They take it.
It's too good to be true, it is.
Yeah. Absolutely, it is. We hear of this every now and again. We just had one last week, I believe, where amazingly someone flushes something down the toilet and then the sewer crew finds it. This one, again, years ago, her son flushed her ring down the toilet. Well, last year. Somehow, the folks at the Public Works crew managed to find it for her. There's that story now out of Chino Hills, California from ABC 7.
The engagement ring on Yana Glass's finger is back where it belongs after her 5-year-old son flushed it.
That morning we're laying in bed, I hear him get up, but then I heard him flush the toilet, and I turned to her and I said, well, that's odd, like he never flushes the toilet, you know, he's 5 years old, you know, and I thought that was so weird.
It was in the bathroom, it was shiny, he wanted to look at it, dropped it, and didn't want to tell us, and thought that the best thing to deal with this is just to flash it down and hide the crime, so.
They say it wasn't until hours later that he fessed up.
My initial reaction was, I went to the toilet, I turned off the water, I basically took the toilet off the flange and started looking in, hoping maybe it got caught somewhere.
Glass was able to locate the ring twice using a rented plumber's camera. Unfortunately, he was never able to fish it out.
A couple of hours into it, we saw the ring in a pipe. It was just shining there, laying down, and then we started calling the plumbers.
The couple called the City of Chino Hills Public Works Department, which also tried to flush the sewer line. But they, too, couldn't dislodge the ring. So the couple moved on, bought a new ring, and got married last May. 14 months later, the ring reemerged, 400 feet away from the home, right here. 2 weeks ago, Tony Ochoa and Christopher Sembrano returned to the Glass's neighborhood to perform a routine maintenance on the sewer line, the lost ring still on the back of their minds.
He is hydrojetting, and I'm with the screen looking at the debris coming, and I told him, I says, Chris, stop the water because I think the ring is there.
No way, we found it. We're going to give it back to him. He was so excited. The look on his face, it was unbelievable.
But before giving it back to the glasses, the Public Works Department had the ring thoroughly sanitized.
But I'm so grateful to the guys for, like, you know, remembering about us, because if it wasn't for them, we would not have it.
Wow, that's a different kind of case. They remembered, you know, a year and a half later that they had lost their ring when they were cleaning out the sewer nearby.
It's also quite nice that two people didn't just take a ring.
Yeah, you're right.
They'd be like,
because if it was a metal detectorist,
they just
take that ring.
I know. They're all douchebags, though.
Yep, we are.
What do they see that they know that they had to sanitize that ring?
Oh, yeah.
Through the sewer.
Yeah. Brown diamonds.
Yeah, brown diamonds.
I thought this was maybe a joke at first, but apparently it's a real thing. Someone sent a letter to a parenting advice column asking why parents are now encouraging little kids to poop outside. They say they keep seeing it in public parks and playgrounds, but they're not just going on the ground. Parents are bringing little portable toilet bowls for their kids to use. They set them up under trees, near the playground or picnic areas, so kids can use them instead of public restrooms.
Those are funny little things, the little toilets. They crack me up.
They're hilarious until they're in use.
Yeah,
until you've got to scrape a turd out of it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that it's not so great.
I haven't seen that.
Yep. I have, up close and personal.
Have you used those, Jason?
Porta-potties, not porta-potties, but
mini toilets.
Training toilets, I guess, right?
It's probably feverish.
Yeah, for the kid?
Yeah.
Not for you. Yes, for the kid.
Well, sometimes you ask me weird questions, Dave. I never know what you're trying to get to the bottom of. Mm-hmm.
But you've used them, right, Scott? Toilet training?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to scrape out turds?
We're working on turds.
Okay.
You want to get into potty training.
Yeah.
That's the bane of my effing existence.
Yeah,
it's
terrible. Do you do it? Maybe try it outside. That's a new trend. Maybe set them up under a nice tree. Maybe nature will make him want to go.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Yeah.
My wife would love to hear that.
Well, they say what people are doing. It is a thing, and it actually got more common. Parents started doing it during COVID. Well, public bathrooms were closed, one, but then they were worried about germs, so they just bring their little training toilets with them and let the kids go wherever they wanted.
Hmm. Well,
as long as you take care of it, you know. I mean, it's odd to watch a kid.
Do I want to raise my kid to be comfortable defecating outside? I'm not sure I do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Then he'll be a malicious fecal
distributor. Yeah.
That's a hell of a business card.
Yeah. I'm a malicious fecal distributor.
Ah, very nice. Ooh, you are.
If anybody's going to raise one, I guess it should be somebody on this show, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, that's true.
Absolutely. That would make sense. And then finally, there is a 12-year-old guy that has done way more than any other 12-year-old you know. Mm. This 12-year-old is already a college graduate. Clovis Hung is his name.
Hell yeah.
And he is a college grad. Here's his story. Take a listen.
It's graduation season with many looking forward to college or even beginning their careers. An exciting time in any young adult's life. But here, among the grads, walking across the stage is 12-year-old Clovis Hung, who is the youngest ever person to graduate from California's Fullerton College. With 5 Associate of Arts degrees to boot in history, social sciences, social behavior and self-development, arts and human expression, and science and math.
Please give him and his family a round of applause for this incredible accomplishment.
Was a slightly older trailblazer in this category who actually wound up inspiring Hung. 13-year-old Jack Rico, who earned 4 degrees when Hung first enrolled back in 2020 using the Special Admit Program that allows certain students to take college classes for credit while still in high school. Hung told the Fullerton News Center that he hopes to use his 5 degrees to eventually land a job that serves his community. Until then, he plans on traveling the world with his family and continuing to earn merit badges with the Boy Scouts of America. For Inside Edition Digital, I'm Stephanie Officer.
Yeah, that history degree, though, huh? Someone should have let him know. There's no jobs for that.
He's going to be going right back to college. Or trade school.
He can graduate again at, 15?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. You heard it all, the arts and history.
So, a friend of ours' daughter is in her second year of college and really incredible. Like, she's super bright.
Yeah.
She's in this, scientific math program that is... boggles my mind. But anyway, they're showing us pictures of a party. There's this young Asian kid. I'm like, who's that little guy?
Yeah.
Fellow student. And his mom was sitting in the corner, but she didn't want him to miss out on the party.
Of course.
And he was at the party with all of them. But she said this little kid, who's 12, I think, as well, kicks her ass, and she's brilliant.
Man, wow.
Yes. Hey, Mom, watch me do this keg stand.
Yeah.
Then I got to motorboat these co-ed's breasts. I love college.
This kid destroys her.
Yeah.
At 12.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty wild. It's pretty wild. The genius stuff is just, it's insane. And I would call this girl a genius.
That's what I mean.
But this 12-year-old
yeah.
can way out genius her.
Yeah.
Nuts.
Every once in a while, I'll watch like a podcast of geniuses where like one genius guy is talking to another one. And it's like a different language.
Yeah.
It's like a different planet that they're on. The concepts, crazy.
Good luck to Mr. Hung. Hope things work out.
I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah,
I really
oh God,
do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
At 12 years old, he's already graduated.
Yeah.
He's going to do just fine. We'll take a break when we come back. What made a woman spit on an airlines worker? Why is Kraft changing the packaging of Kraft singles? And which animals love seeing us at the zoo, but which animals hate us?
Mm.
We'll get to that. Douchebag of the day and much more. We'll continue in a moment on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Wacky sentence from this Canadian crime story. A protester who glued himself to the doors of a bank has been sentenced to a 12 months probation, and he can no longer have any glue, eh?
No way! How's he going to do anything craft-related? No scrapbooking?
No glue for you, eh?
Oh, come on, eh?
No glue!
What about glue in your twig?
No glue!
What?
No! Don't you understand, eh?
Good. I didn't know it would be this bad, eh? Your Honor, that's ridiculous, eh?
Is he on a list?
They have to put up his picture in stores.
Like,
don't sell glue to this man.
Hey,
yeah.
Listen, I need some glue, eh?
It's a glue guy.
Oh, God, I gotta go here.
Stop him! He cannot possess any glue, super glue, adhesive, fixative, or resin. Except with the permission of his probation officer.
So he has to be like, hey, man, I gotta glue something.
Yeah. Hey, listen, eh, my kid gave me this model, eh? I'm gonna need some of that model glue, eh? What do you think? And then the guy says, okay, and then he's glued to another bag.
Yeah. Should have never given me glue, eh, dummy?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
As we continue here, why did a woman spit on an airlines worker? Why is Kraft changing the packaging of Kraft singles? And which animals love seeing us at the zoo and which ones hate it? Let's find out.
Sir, news from the underground.
I'm Dave Hunter. Time now for a check of the news, starting here.
Uh-oh. Another bitch is tripping.
Airport police say a woman desperate to make a flight home became furious when she was told, you ain't getting on board.
Yeah.
So furious that she ended up spitting on the Delta Airlines worker who had to break the news to her. This happened at the airport in Atlanta. Here's the story from Fox 5.
Not this flight. But they're blessed. They can rebook you, right? You can get a hotel for the night.
This is the part of the Atlanta airport you do not see on the glossy video presentations.
Oh, I just had two drinks at the bar.
A woman desperate to make a flight to return to family is told she cannot get on board.
Y'all know y'all couldn't let me on this.
Come on. Come on.
Get
I like that. You a bitch, you a bitch, you a bitch.
Yeah. So she's winged.
Yeah.
Get over
did.
Sometimes it's very ugly on Hartsfield-Jackson concourses. Recently, we showed you another irate passenger, a pregnant woman who tackled and injured a Spirit Airlines gate worker. And recall a different passenger on another day. She decided to grab a fire extinguisher as gate passengers did their best to get out of her way.
Sometimes it gets out of hand when you're at the airport, especially when you involve alcohol.
Org Curry is a former APD investigator whose current activities involve a lot of travel. He explained how bad passenger behavior can impact the other law-abiding travelers.
I've been on a flight before where a young lady got very irate with the flight attendant, and actually everybody had to disembark until law enforcement come on, which made the other customers upset because at that point, what happens? Passengers on that flight miss their other connecting flights. It's very frustrating on both sides.
So you have a situation here in which police officers tell me there is a gap in coverage here. The gap being the airlines, they say, would be well advised to hire off-duty APD officers, especially for these gates that are at one end or the other of the airport, not relying on just the on-duty officers to get there. So if they hire as an extra job, you can monitor those gates. One more thing. That officer, using de-escalation techniques, did a very, very good job. Thought he had it resolved until she did that act, which is battery, and he had to arrest her.
Yeah, he was so nice to her.
Yeah.
Listen, it just took a turn. You can't get on this plane, but you can get a hotel. You can get on first thing in the morning, and everything's going to be okay.
Just relax. She spit on one of them bitches.
You a bitch, you a bitch, you a bitch. And then...
That Spirit octagon, that Spirit thing's like the octagon.
It really is.
No, it's like people in full guard and
or like the, you know.
But Delta's not ready for that, right? Delta doesn't have the same issues.
It's like
generally.
The Thunderdome, really. Yeah. Like two men enter, one man leaves.
And there's no way airlines are going to pay. You know how much it costs to get off-duty cops to be at your gates?
Yes.
You know how many gates there are at that airport?
Right.
Come on.
I do understand her response of lying on the ground crying and no, no. I mean, have you ever been to Atlanta's airport?
Oh God.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Which is probably why airport. She went to the bar. Because it seemed
I was completely sober and wanted to do that. Yeah, Just give me a plane.
Why is this plane so big?
Yeah.
This plane's huge.
Oh, yeah. Ma'am, this is the Starbucks line. You want to place an order?
Yeah.
My bad.
Oh. No, it's no good, you know. But I'll tell you, there's never been a time when we as a society act more like babies.
Oh, for sure.
Like, I just saw a video clip of a guy get pulled over because he didn't have a seatbelt on, and they were doing, like, a click-it-or-ticket thing. And he took his glasses off and snapped them, and he started tearing everything up in his wallet. You want all my money? You want all my money? And at the end of all of it, they were like, so it's a $10 infraction. This is just basically, like, to try and get you to put your seatbelt on. So he busted his $150 glasses, he said, tore up his whole wallet for $10. So stupid.
You're dumb.
Oh, my God.
He felt great when he was doing it.
Oh, well, James, I don't know.
James can, he has rage relate. I'll just send you the clip.
Smashing those sunglasses, I bet you each little snap. He was like, oh.
Yeah, he did. He broke them several, like, broke the middle and then broke the side.
Until you have post-rage clarity and you're like, oh, God.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, man, those are my favorite pair of sunglasses.
Tore up everything in his wallet.
All for a $10 ticket.
Off to St. Petersburg, Florida now, where a 46-year-old guy stole two weird things. Rare books and two tortoises.
That's all I need.
Authorities served a search warrant for 46-year-old Joshua McCarthy Thomas at his home. That's when they found the two rare tortoises in St. Petersburg. One of the tortoises found alive in the yard. The other didn't make it.
Oh,
He apparently stole these endangered Galapagos tortoises from the St. Augustine Alligator Zoological Park.
Yeah.
They're worth each about 10 grand and can weigh up to 600 pounds when fully grown.
Damn.
He also stole some rare books worth thousands of dollars from a bookstore.
This guy's got to be like the dumbest international high-end thief there's ever been.
He just goes after, high-end weird things. Yeah.
But also, like, you want to have a place to put the high-end thing. You can't let it one die.
He's married to a correctional officer.
Oh.
And she could face charges as well, they say. The investigation is ongoing. There is his mugshot.
He does look like a turtle thief.
When that guy shows up with a giant 600-pound tortoise, you're like, where'd you get that?
Come on now.
Hey, honey. Hi, how are you?
Honey, did you?
I went to the Galapagos.
Oh, I don't believe that you went to the Galapagos.
Yeah, I did. I went to Galapagos.
Nope, I think you just went somewhere and stole that.
What gives you that idea?
Your hair, sir.
Yep.
I mean, as the wife, where'd you get them?
Oh, yeah.
So she knew, right? Yeah. She didn't say anything, didn't report it. So then she's in massive trouble.
He's like, I got us a tortoise. Two of them. One died.
One didn't make it, but this one lived.
God.
How much does a 600-pound tortoise need to eat?
So much. And he probably took the smaller versions, like when they're fully grown.
Let's say even they're 300 pounds. Yeah. How much does that need to eat?
So much. Whole heads of lettuce.
All right. Great news for you folks in Indiana. It's official. The ban on throwing stars about to end.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Throwing stars.
Finally, freedom.
Ninjas in the streets.
Under Senate enrolled Act 77, Indiana will regulate throwing stars the same way they regulate any other knife-like weapon. It'll be banned on school property. But other than that, you're good to go.
So sweet. Man.
Lots of business owners in Indiana say they plan to take huge advantage of the change in state law. One guy is planning to start a throwing star league at his axe throwing place as soon as the ban is officially lifted.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best idea I've heard about this kind of thing.
We should open up an online throwing star store and market it straight to that state.
Yep.
This is going to turn into a bloodbath in Indiana.
Oh, my God.
So many people with one eye.
That's great for us. All these crazy news stories we'll have about people getting ninja stars in the face.
That's true.
When the legislation was first proposed, it limited them to only recreational businesses, but House lawmakers broadened it before it was signed into law, allowing them pretty much everywhere except schools.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're fun. I had them.
July 1st is when you can officially have throwing stars or pretty much wherever you want in Indiana.
Yeah. Every once in a while, they bounce right back at you, though.
Well, sure.
Just so everybody knows.
You haven't planned your summer vacation yet.
Now you know. Road trip!
Yep. It's a fun drive, can I tell you?
We'll take a break when we come back in just a moment. Why is Kraft changing the packaging of Kraft singles? Which animals love to see you at the zoo and which animals hate you? Plus, douchebag of the day, still to come.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Police arrested a registered sex offender in Rhode Island after he was caught red-handed watching porn in a Cranston library earlier this week. When the detectives approached him, he swore he'd never do it again, and he only goes there because he can't afford internet service. Should we start porn for the poor?
I'm not sure.
Is that what's needed the most?
I don't know, Dave. I'm not sure on that.
Your heart's in the right place.
Sure is.
Lisa talks to Dave like she's guiding a toddler. You think, little guy, that's the best? Thing we need right now.
Just thought it would be cool to give them something to jerk off to. Isn't that better than just them showing up in a library?
Right, that's it.
Jerking off?
It is.
No,
thank you, little
all be together.
See?
All have friends. Hang out with each other and masturbate all day and all night. And James will be there. And we'll be watching everyone masturbate.
And cleaning up after them.
Oh, lots of cleaning.
I'm telling you, you got to be open-minded when it comes to helping the world.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Back here with you, and some seagulls in Britain seem to be developing an appetite for a little more than unguarded fish and chips.
Babies?
They want your drugs.
Oh, wow.
There are apparently increasing reports of seagulls swooping down to make off with drug user stashes, in particular... They want your spice.
Oh.
They like tripping out.
They love spice.
Love synthetic cannabinoids.
Man, that could be a horror movie right there.
Spice use in humans can cause euphoria, talkativeness, paranoia, nausea, and mood swings. They have not been able to figure out what it does to seagulls yet.
I bet they're really high.
Should we check it out? I'm sure they're...
Seagull was high as a kite.
I don't know who reports that, though. Seagull stole my spice. Like, you can't afford it.
You know what it is? It must be like I'm also down there
by
the water, and I see a junkie's stuff get stolen and how furious they would be, and that I would report it like, oh, my God, you're not going to believe this.
Incidents of seagulls swooping down to steal user stashes of spice have been reported in Hastings, East Sussex, Kent, London, Leeds, Manchester, Liverpool. All over
to see a seagull steal drugs from drug doers is one of the funniest things you gotta ever, witness, I believe.
I would think so too.
Yay!
I also think they probably have like nests and stuff that are all on some hillside, and I bet that hillside's just covered in.
It's like a rave now.
Yeah, it's right? Just bags of spice.
Like little lights.
Yeah. What is going on over there?
Did you hear birds?
It's a seagull rave.
Oh my God.
Those seagulls are high on spice.
Oh my God. Let's go sell them water bottles.
This is good info to have for your next zoo visit. Now you can focus on the animals that actually appreciate you taking time out of your day to go see them. A study looked at which animals like it when we visit the zoo and which animals don't. They included like 250 different species. In general, they found most don't really care either way.
Yeah.
But the ones that really like seeing us, elephants.
Really?
Elephants
love human interaction. Hey, they're always
they are cool.
More active and less bored when people are around.
Well, that's interesting because most of the time you go and everything's asleep. Like the lions never care that you're there.
Don't care.
The tigers won't come out.
Others that enjoy your company, penguins.
Really?
Cheetahs.
Mm.
Prairie dogs. Cockatoos. Grizzly bears and polar bears.
Oh, I bet.
Well,
I
the
bet
last they really just want to eat it. Yeah. Like,
oh, come on, little. Come here.
Look, the food's here.
Yeah.
Hi, food.
I would have thought giraffes might like you. They seem to be pretty
they
cool.
They don't
people.
Care.
They don't care. They just want to be
like,
fed.
Whatever.
I will say, every time I've seen like an elephant at a zoo, it is pretty, like, it does seem pretty excited to see you. It's like, hey, how's it going?
Hey, yeah, man.
Yeah. Good to see you. Just going to the zoo. Very cool. Very cool. Thanks for stopping by.
Yeah.
It's real cool. This is
my pad.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, this is elephant life in a zoo.
You like the tire? You play with that tire over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I play with the tire sometimes. Yeah. That's pretty cool. I'll show you. Like, watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Pictures. What do that? What do they give you to eat there?
Oh, they give us all kinds of vegetables.
Yeah, you like lettuce?
Yeah, it's very cool. It's good to see you guys.
Good to see everybody.
Here's some peanuts.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, wow, he's so excited to see us. He just pooped.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's a lot of
animal at the end of the day.
Yeah. Anyways, we gotta go.
All right, see you guys.
Yeah, bye, man.
Yep. I remember when they. So they had elephants for a long time at our zoo here, and then they were gone. I don't know if they ever came back.
There's no elephants.
No, it's now rhinos, right? Like where the, I think where the elephants were. Used to be.
Yep.
It's a big loss with no elephants.
Which animals secretly hate us? Number one, ostriches. They hate.
Oh, you can tell.
Hate when people are around.
I have video of them trying to attack every person walking through the San Francisco Zoo. They were just, they hated every single, they hated every single person. Kid, mom, dad, doesn't matter. They hated them. Hated.
Other ones include certain reptiles. They hate it. Hedgehogs hate you. And kangaroos also not
kangaroos really hate people. I think they want to fight them.
They don't want anything to do with
you. What about peacocks? I feel like peacocks are always chasing people around at our zoo.
They are, but every once in a while they're. I almost feel like they're in that they don't really give an F about you.
Just remember
until like you're in their way.
It's not good about the kangaroos because at our zoo, like they're not behind a fence. You just walk through the open area.
Careful in
where
there.
They are. Okay.
Yeah,
pathway.
Yeah, for sure. You better watch that one. Okay, they can jump.
Good. What's your biggest complaint about Kraft singles? I mean, other than the flavor or the chemicals?
When I pull the plastic and that one flap breaks right off in your hand.
That's the number one complaint they get. People struggling to open the clear wrapper.
It just falls apart sometimes.
Of the Kraft singles. So after years and years of complaints, they're redesigning them. They're adding now texture on the flap so your fingers can feel where the opening is, and it'll also make it thicker and sturdier so you can open it without tearing.
That's what it needs to be. I don't need the texture. I've never needed that, but it's just every once in a while they would just fall apart and you're like, oh great.
The new wrappers will be out later this year along with a new exterior packaging with a bolder font and an emphasis on the fact that they're made with real dairy. That's true, but remember, they aren't real cheese.
No, right. That in mind. Yeah. Yeah.
Kraft has to call American singles a cheese product or cheese food because they're less than 51% cheese and don't meet the FDA standard for real cheese.
It's plastic
like some,
milk.
Yeah. Would you like some cheese food?
I would.
Cheese food. Delicious cheese food. Yeah,
it sounds like something you'd feed a piece of cheese.
Yeah.
Food. Food for the cheese.
Yep.
Go feed that block of cheddar some cheese food.
Did you know the CDC actually has a say no to raw dough advisory?
Do they? I didn't know that.
They do, and they've just added something to it. A 6-state salmonella outbreak has been linked to Papa Murphy's cookie dough.
Papa
Murphy?
It's like pop it in the oven.
Oh.
I thought he did pizzas.
He does do pizza.
Oh, okay.
Not familiar.
18 illnesses have been reported with 2 hospitalizations, 6 in Washington State, 4 each in Oregon and Idaho. The sickened patients range from 14 to 68.
It seems like a tub.
The true number of people much higher than the number that's been reported. When they interviewed all these patients, they had all eaten food from Papa Murphy's. Most of them had eaten the raw cookie dough or raw s'mores bars dough. And one person ate baked cookies made with the chocolate chip cookie dough. Papa Murphy's has stopped selling their raw chocolate chip cookie dough and raw s'mores bars dough as a result. While some companies sell cookie dough that's safe for raw consumption, Papa Murphy's cookie dough are not meant to be eaten raw.
Can I tell you? I always took the risk.
It kills more people in Ohio than anything else.
I've been playing a dangerous game now. But yeah, like I would just, if I had that cookie dough, I'd scoop a cookie and then eat some dough.
Scoop a cookie. You can, like at their pizza places, you can buy tubs of raw dough?
Yeah, I guess so. Mm. I saw a tub of it in one photo. To me, it's almost like...
But the people, I mean, come on. It says right on it you shouldn't eat. And
no one's
99%
ever listened
of these people ate it raw.
I know, but I don't think anyone's ever listened to that. Because
I do think people kind of believe that it's a myth or something.
Yeah.
And that it's totally
I've
fine.
Never taken it seriously in my whole life.
I did it as a kid. But
yeah.
Before I knew better.
To me, I've just been...
I've always
dancing with
been
the devil.
A safety ranger. I've never, ever, I had would never raw. Eat. Like, oh, I always knew salmonella, raw eggs. I never, I'd, somehow it was so drilled. Good,
yeah. It was,
David's
yeah,
head.
It was told to me too, but I would just sneak a little bit.
Hell yeah.
I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It was so good.
So good.
We'll take a break when we come back in a moment. How fast was a teenage douchebag busted going in his BMW? We'll get to that right after this.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
An Arizona couple is looking for work. They're both teachers, and now they have both lost their jobs after explicit content was found online by a parent. She's hoping it all works out because their wages as teachers weren't sufficient to sustain them and their family. Judging from my investigation, I'm not sure it's going to be the financial boon she may be hoping for because of her ugly ass.
Wow.
That's like the best photo you'll see of her.
It's not great.
It is pretty. Oh, she'll. Oh my God.
Oh, holy hell. Oh. She spread her cheeks to a ceiling I've never seen before.
The screen.
Mother of God.
Scroll away. Damn it. Out of control.
Oh my God.
It's pretty, must have been pretty bad because she turned away. Leaves. I don't think I've seen you Lease. Turn away. And
it was like a monster's mouth opened up.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
That's squishy flapjacks, crazy nipples, a monster of a butthole. I don't know who's paying for that.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche. You're so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
The odds are pretty high if you see a teenager driving a BMW.
Oh.
They're a douchebag.
Yeah.
What do
yeah.
you say the odds are?
97%.
97% chance yeah. that yeah. person's a douchebag. Well, yeah. a 19-year-old driver in Portland, Oregon was arrested this week after deputies clocked him speeding at 176 miles an hour.
What?
In a 65-mile-an-hour zone.
Oh. Uh-oh.
A deputy with the Washington County Sheriff's Office has spotted the driver while on speed enforcement duty on I-5. The deputy saw and heard the driver's car, a BMW M3, traveling extremely fast in the southbound lanes before confirming its speed with a radar device. It was going 176 miles an hour.
I don't even know, honestly, if you could comprehend going that fast.
No.
And what it would feel like and look like down the highway. It would be
unless
so
you're
scary.
A race car driver.
Right, scary. Right. But just a normal, like, let's go 175 today.
How fast did the guy go, the race car driver, when he took us around that test?
Not even
track?
Close.
That
fast. Wasn't even close.
That was really scary.
It was probably, he probably went like 120 because.
No, it can't 130. Be 120.
I think it like wasn't. The, he didn't have enough time to get going real
I
fast.
Think it was 170.
I think like the land speed record is like 200 and some.
Yeah.
Sky approaching the land speed record yes. in his BMW.
I mean, he definitely was going faster than the land speed record used to be at one time.
Yeah. I only know the land speed record because the guy who holds it, his name's Andy Green.
Andy Green.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's the other Andy Green.
The other Andy Green broke a record.
They managed to catch up to the driver when he stopped at an off-ramp. the motorist identified as 19-year-old Milo Schneider. Although he did cooperate with the deputies, he admitted he hit 183 miles an hour at one point. He was bragging.
Wow.
And when they told him the issues he could be facing, he let them know that his dad would take care of it.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God. He'll never drive again, I don't think. I mean, at least not officially.
Arrested for reckless driving, booked into the Washington County Jail.
Yeah.
Don't know what happens next.
Yikes.
You shouldn't be allowed to drive
again. It's going
to
be a long time.
Oh, you got me at 176. I was going like 183 at one point.
I would have
send
been.
The bill to my dad.
Yeah, my dad will take
I would have like, no,
this.
Come here. No, come here.
Stop resisting. Oh, my God. Stop resisting. Douche nozzle.
Yeah.
That'll do it for us.
Yes.
On this Wednesday, stay safe, and we'll talk to you next time on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I think everyone should say penis so we can take away the negative power of the word. Yeah? So everybody?
Penis.
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 Penis. Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Penis.
Thank you for listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.